and you've found the best source for local high school football coverage in Southeast Nebraska and Northwest Missouri. Tonight's coverage of high school football is brought to you by our Sunny 101.3 Sports Booster. Kickoff is just moments away here on Sunny 101.3, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. It's now time for tonight's pregame show.
Well, good evening. It's time for the second half of our doubleheader today on Sunny 101.3 of high school football. Tonight, it is Highway 275 Conference Action, Northwest Missouri. Eight-man football again tonight. The Mound City Panthers at home at Seglinski Field, and they welcome in their neighbors from the north, the East Atchison Wolves. East Atchison comes in with a record of 1 win, 2 losses on the season. Mound City with a record of 0-3. They have had a tough schedule. Both these teams have played very tough competitors in the first 3 weeks of the regular football season. I had a chance to visit with East Atchison coach Aaron Behrens and with Mountain City coach Taylor Stanford, get their thoughts on the season so far and tonight's ball game. It's Mountain City hosting East Atchison. Back with a visit with Coach Behrens of East Atchison's Wolves after this 2-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Allen and the staff at Yoakum Service on East 2nd in Mountain City would like to wish the Mountain City Panthers success in today's game. The Mound City Panthers and Yoakum Service are two winning teams. Farmers, in order to have a great growing season, team up with Yoakum Service. They have the chemicals to keep your crops healthy and the fertilizer to produce a record crop. Yoakum Service. See them in Mound City today.
Mound City Lumber is proud to sponsor this broadcast, just like they take pride in being the trusted store that you can depend on. Whether you're starting a project, fixing something, or need new tools and equipment, Mound City Lumber is the place to go. From plumbing, electrical, and lumber, to paint, Milwaukee tools, or just a bolt, Mound City Lumber takes pride in having what you need, backed by the customer service and experience that you'll appreciate. Shop local at Mound City Lumber and let them help you out at 108 West 7th Street in Mound City.
Greatness doesn't happen overnight. It takes time, focus, and dedication. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that because we put in the hard work and dedication for decades. And that commitment has paid off with award-winning customer service for your auto, home, and life insurance.
See your local Shelter agent, Scott Lowkemper, at 514 State Street in Mound City.
Shurag LLC has everything you need for chemical and fertilizer application and many other services, including soil testing services, custom anhydrous applications, and a variety of seeds for your farm, pasture, CRP, and lawn. Visit Shurag LLC with locations in Forest City, Savannah, Osborne, and Plattsburgh.
It's time now to visit with East Atchison head coach Aaron Behrens. His squad comes into tonight's game 1 win, 2 losses. Coach, your squad in Mound City, I'm looking at the schedules, what we've seen so far this year. You're both these teams have had very tough opponents so far and looking for big wins tonight.
Yeah. You know, we opened up with King City at home and, you know, played a pretty good second half to come out with a win there. And then, you know, they might be top three in the state now. Albany, played them week two in a tough game and then turned right around and hosted, top 10 team in Notley Valley. And, you know, they're just three really well coached teams that are tough physical games and, you know, didn't come out on the best side in two of them. But, you know, like we were talking before, you'd rather it that way. I'd much rather have, you know, tests early on to kind of see where you're at, not just physically, but mentally. And, that can only help you as the year goes on.
Tell me about your Wolves this year. I look at some of the numbers for some of the players and it looks like, you've got some offensive weapons.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, kind of personnel wise, at the end of last year, kind of looked at what was coming back and, kind of wanted to tailor things a little more to our skill set. We kind of have a little more of a smaller, quicker team up front and at the skill position, and a quarterback that that him and I really grew, you know, towards the end of the year to trust each other quite a bit. And so him and I kind of sat down and put something together that's a little different than what we've been doing in the past. So, there's been some ups and downs, just like anything when you put something new in, but the boys really like it, and we're able to kind of get guys in space a little bit more than we have in the past. So, it's only going to get better as the year goes on.
Mm-hmm. And in years past, when you've had, you've had a lot of good players over the years, obviously. A few years you've got one kid that just kind of stands out, then there's another running back comping. But this year, I'm just looking at the names and the numbers. I'm going, so you've got some weapons, as I said, all over the field here. It's going to be tough for other teams to defend you guys, it looks like.
Yeah, that's kind of the hope, going into any given week. We really trust our guys on the outside. Guys like Owen DeRozier has played a ton of ball for us, ever since he was a freshman. He was getting in there here and there. And then some of the older guys that have been waiting their turn, like a Cameron Brooks and a Gavin Irvin. And then we kind of had a newcomer move in Cameron Kephart there in the spring that's really been a good player for us. And he's helped out a bunch. And then, Blake just being able to kind of distribute and kind of reading what's going on in front of him, and getting the ball out in space where we need to. So it's been a good start so far.
Now, the other thing I think about East Ashton football over the years, you've always got one or two kids on defense that just really have great pleasure in punishing the opponent.
Yeah, that's something that we try to take a lot of pride in and try to coach into the kids, is just kind of a physical toughness and an attitude of when teams play us, we kind of want them to feel like it was a football game. And we don't have a lacking of kids that like to get in there and get their nose dirty. We've kind of struggled a little bit in the run game there in second halves. It hasn't been for lack of 1-2. We just have a group of tough kids that have played a lot of football together. And I don't know that any one person has kind of stood out over the rest, but all eight together have played really well, in spurts. And as they grow and playing together, they're only going to get better.
Mm-hmm. All right, Mound City, it's always a good battle. There are three or four or five teams in the area that they just really go after each other. Mound City, East Atchison is one of that set of teams. What do you expect out of the Panthers tonight?
Yeah, they look, you turn the film on and year to year they look, especially offensively, look pretty similar, but they're not gonna beat themselves. They're gonna be tough up front. They're gonna know their assignments, and they're gonna run their scheme, and you're gonna have to block it up, whether it be on offense with them bringing a lot of pressure, or defense with their trap series. And if you're not assignment sound and gap sound, they're gonna pop you for big plays. And they're okay. They're okay living 1-2 yards at a time. And if you get caught napping, they'll take one. They'll take one behind you 40 yards, or they'll throw one over your head if you're not paying attention. So, it's always a good test on where we're at mentally with knowing assignments and being able to get to where we need to.
All right, Coach, we'll finish up with this. If you would, just a couple of keys or things are going well tonight for East Atchison.
Yeah, biggest thing for us, especially last week, we really got to cut down on penalties and turnovers. Turned the ball over way too much last week, especially early on. We had a bunch of penalties that stalled drives and took big plays off the board. And so we really have to hone in and focus on those things. We had a good week of practice. I think that we've kind of hammered that into them a little bit. So that's going to be the biggest thing for us. And then, like I said a minute ago, just being assignment sound, both offensively, defensively, and being able to handle what they're throwing at us.
All right, Coach, thanks for taking time to visit with us. Good luck tonight.
Hey, appreciate it, John.
Back with more of a pregame show after this two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Atchison Holt Electric Cooperative would like to remind you during this harvest season that when operating large equipment, tractors, dump trucks, grain trucks, or anything with booms or extensions, please be aware of overhead power lines. Make sure you have at least 10 feet of clearance. Wishing you a safe and prosperous harvest. But keep safety first, always. Atchison Holt Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, with more than 75 years of excellence for their members. Online at ahec.coop.
Northwest Ag Services would like to support the area teams. If your game is farming, Northwest Ag Services of Mound City wants to help you get the most out of your land. Randy Howell and Drew Thomas and the rest of the staff are there to help you reach your high-yield goals. Contact Northwest Ag Services of Mound City. Northwest Ag Services supports all the area teams for a great high school sports season.
Farmers State Bank is proud to be your community bank in Tarkio, Fairfax, Mound City, and Maitland. With regional strength and a local advantage, they're committed to serving your financial needs through qualified, individualized customer service. Visit fscbank.com to learn more. Best of luck to all the players and coaches in tonight's game from everyone at the Farmers State Bank in Tarkio, Fairfax, Mound City, and Maitland. Farmers State Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender, NMLS number 430503. Golden Triangle Energy is a manufacturer of grain neutral spirits and other ethanol products in Craig, Missouri. Call 660-683-5007 for a competitive corn bid. Learn more about Golden Triangle Energy at GoldenTriangleEnergy.com. They also produce quality livestock feed as a co-product of the ethanol process. So when you're at their website, don't forget to get feed bids as well on corn prices. Golden Triangle Energy, thanking you for your business in Craig, Missouri.
Welcome back to our pregame show. We continue our visit with the coaches now as we turn our attention to the Mound City Panthers, and Coach Taylor Standifer joins us. Coach, let's talk a little bit about 2024 football season here. 0-3 right now are your Panthers. Not a position you wanted to be into. We look at the schedule. You and I have talked about it during the coaches' shows. Whoever made this schedule up, they gave you as tough a beginning to the season as you could probably face as far as teams ranked and just very good teams so far.
Our schedule's been tough to start the season. Anytime you have Worth County, Platte Valley in there, beginning of the season, Stanbury, it's going to be tough. But I feel like our guys have done a good job so far, knowing that we just got to continue to get better each and every week.
And are you seeing that, the progress you want to see the kids make, despite the outcome so far? Are you seeing the progress you want them to make?
We've got some guys this year, to where we can compete in positions. We've got some young guys that are really pushing to take over some of those positions that, some of those old upperclassmen hold. So it's been nice to see those guys compete each and every week.
You said it, young guys, and I look at your roster, and I think I only spotted three seniors. That's a tough way to go, too.
We've only got three seniors on there. Kane and August, they've done a great job for us the last 3 years and continuing to do that this year. Jacob Hall, it's been since his freshman year that he was out. So there's just a lot of inexperience there with him. But we've relied on our young guys quite a bit this season.
Mm-hmm. You and I talked a little bit in the coach show this week. You're not going to be at full strength tonight. We won't talk about who or anything just yet, but we'll talk about that during the game. But you've got some kids that are missing tonight because of injuries, which at this point in the season, that's going to happen a lot to most teams, it sounds like, anymore.
You get into week four of the season, most teams are missing at least somebody for some sort of injuries. And that's one thing, as you start a season, you got to prepare for just getting guys reps in at positions where, hopefully you never have to use them, but you might have to at some point. Our guys, I think they've really taken that to heart this week and kind of stepped up, having that next man up mentality.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've seen your team play enough over the years. I feel silly asking this question. What am I going to see out of the Panthers offensively tonight?
Not much changes with us.
You're going to hand it off a couple of times, are you?
Probably a couple.
Okay.
We'll hopefully not put the ball in the air too much. Hopefully our guys up front, I want them to stay on their blocks, make those holes for our running backs. Defensively, just be physical tonight, everybody flying around to the ball.
It takes a certain mentality, the offense you run. You said it, 2 or 3 yards in a cloud of dust. Sometimes you might lose a yard, but that doesn't seem to bother your kids. They just keep pounding away and pounding away, and it's proven to be a successful recipe for Mount City squads over the years.
Absolutely. I've I really stress to these guys, you know, it's a grind. It's not just going to happen in a couple plays. You know, teams aren't just going to give up after you score one touchdown. You know, it's a four-quarter game. You really got to stay with the grind and trust the process.
Mm-hmm. As far as your opponent tonight, East Atchison, coming into this ball game 1-2 on the season. You know them well. You play them every year. Coach Burns has been there a long time as well. But sounds like they've changed up a little bit. They're throwing the ball around a little bit more this year.
Yeah, this year they through the first three games they have thrown the ball a little bit more than normal. They're really trying to get their quarterback in space when they run and let him do some work with his legs. Our guys have to do a good job of containing him in the pocket. And not allowing him to scramble for yards.
Mm-hmm. Well, Coach, we'll finish up with this. Just a couple of keys if things are going well tonight for Mound City. What are we going to see?
You know, like I just talked about, you know, keeping the quarterback in the pocket, not letting him scramble for yards, making them beat us through the air. And then offensively, just our guys making sure that we're running the ball hard, blocking till the whistle, and then turnovers. You know, defensively, we've got to create some turnovers, and offensively, we've got to continue to do a good job of controlling the ball.
All right, Coach, thanks for taking time to visit with us. Good luck in the game tonight.
Thanks, Sean.
Back with the rest of our pregame show, a look at the starting lineups coming up after this two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
For over four decades, Hiawatha Implement has been the heartbeat of agricultural excellence, proudly serving Hiawatha and Mound City. Whether you're a farmer, a homeowner, or a commercial operator, our commitment remains unwavering to equip you with the best John Deere machinery that powers your success. Our seasoned experts ensure your machines stay at peak performance, delivering reliability and efficiency day in and day out. Hiawatha Implement, powering your progress since 1981. Visit HiawathaImplement.com for more.
Diabetes can be a complex condition. There are many factors to consider, and the impact of the disease on your lifestyle can be significant. Fortunately, diabetes can be controlled or even prevented, and we can show you how. If you're already dealing with diabetes, we can provide therapies and programs to help you manage your diabetes more easily.
Community Medical Center. Amazing people, exceptional care. Online at cmcfc.org.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Sunny 101.3.
And good evening, everybody, from Seglensky Field in Mound City. It's time for high school football to go live here. Mound City, I'm John Nixon, along with Corey Biles here, and Corey is going to join us tonight. Boy, you had about every job there is to have, other than janitor, and I've seen you sweep the floor a lot, Corey. Thanks for taking time out here. It's always busy, but always fun when we come to Mountain City.
Yeah, we appreciate the invite, John, to help you out, and just hope I don't mess up too much tonight.
We'll keep score. See who goes the worst.
Sounds good.
They're doing the coin toss here at the moment out of midfield. Give me a chance to see who. Some of our starters are tonight for Mound City on the offense. At the ends will be our Ernie Peters. Peters, 155-pound junior. August Meadows, 150-pound senior. In the backfield, a quarterback tonight, Henry Smith. He is a freshman. Kane Durr, 160-pound senior. One back, it'll be Chauncey Brown, 180-pound junior, at the other backfield spot. And the guys we're going to see on the line tonight, guards will be John Guard, 185-pound sophomore, and also Scott Manley, 180-pound sophomore.
a couple of different centers, maybe at times, like Cade Gillenwater, a 240-pound sophomore, and Jacob Hall, a senior for the Panthers. I have Coach Taylor Standiford. On the East Action side, for Coach Aaron Behrens, his starters night at the ends, Cameron Kephart, 190, and a senior. Luke Gebhardt is a 150-pound freshman. Blake Simmons, a quarterback, 170, and a senior. The guys we'll see in the backfield line include Gavin Urban. He is a 145-pound senior. River Dow will be back at retirement, 165, and a senior. And Cameron Brooks, 150, and a senior. The men up front. At a guard, Tate Johnson, 225 and a junior. The other guard, Gabe Harms, 185 and a senior. And Bo Peregrin, a 240-pound junior at the center. We'll see an end tonight, Owen DeRozier, 175-pound senior. Those are your starters on the offensive unit tonight for these two squads. Corey, it's been a tough start for both the teams. You've had Mount City's schedule as tough as it gets the first 3 weeks, and East Actions has not been much better.
No, it's both teams have played some pretty stiff competition. You know, 275, we start out with two games against the GRC, and we got the draw with Worth County and Stanbury, both two solid teams, and then Platte Valley, who's ranked, I believe, number two this week in the Missouri eight-man poll. So Mount City's had a tough run, and but we'll see how things go. The kids are still playing hard, and see what happens tonight.
By the way, we've had the coin toss. I was reading starters, so I didn't see what happened. We'll figure that out here in a moment.
I believe East Atchison won the toss and elected to receive.
Kind of odd anymore, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So East Atchison, they will be going from the left to the right as we watch here in the first quarter tonight. They'll go to the south end zone. Where you mentioned earlier we were visiting here before we got started, it looks so different. Here at Seglinski Field, I looked across the field. You cleared out a bunch of brush and things. It's a very clear view now across there.
Yeah, we reached out to the neighbor farmer, Glenn Nauman, and he allowed us to clear some of that out. Just to make it look a lot better and help keep up, you know, with the trees and growth and everything. So looking forward to Ryan Kronk at Construction has been doing the work for us, and he's done a great job.
Looks very nice. Kicking the ball away for Mound City in this ball game. Looks like it's got Chauncey Brown teeing it up. He'll approach the ball. It's a high end-over-end kick, and it come down fairly short. It'll be taken by East Atchison coming up across the 25 near the 30-yard line. Is going to be Owen DeRozier, so a good field position to start it tonight for East Atchison. So the Wolves will start out first and 10 at their own, where are they at? 26-yard line, all right. Their own 26-yard line, and we are ready to go. Mound City on the defense. East Atchison comes out lined up. In an eye, Simmons calling the snap. He tosses the ball back, River Dow to the left side, and River Dow is caught and dropped. In the backfield, he might have got back the line of scrimmage. No gain on the play.
Yeah, great play by Kate Gillenwater and pursuit by Scott Manley on the backside. Looks like East Atchison lined up in an unbalanced line to that wide side of the field, and Panthers snuffed it out pretty quick.
So here come the Wolves over the football. White tops, black pants, and sends back, hands the ball off. They're trying to get to the outside. They turn the corner, and coming around the near side to the west side of the field with the football is Cameron Brooks. Brooks ran out of bounds short of the 35 and around the 33 or 4-yard line.
Yeah, pretty good pickup around the outside by Brooks. East Atchison looking at a third and three here at the beginning of the first quarter.
First minute of play here at Mound City tonight. Line them up in the eye on the near right side hash mark. Mound City, a lot of players in the box. The ball is loose and picked up by the quarterback, Simmons. He tosses it back to his running back, and a fortunate chain of events for the Wolves. They end up at the first down in Panther territory at the 31-yard line.
Yeah, great composure by Simmons right there. Kind of ran into the back of his lineman, and ball popped out, but he was able to kick it out to the running back to get a large gain.
16 yards on the pickup for the Wolves. First down and 10. This time, we've got two men split to the right, one to the left, quarterback and the shotgun. The two receivers on the right side are having a conversation. Now Simmons rolls out, and it is off the fingertips of his intended receiver, Gavin Irvin, then off the fingertips of Mound City's Kane Durr.
Kane Durr almost come up with a big play on the tip ball. The DA is going to come back out here with second and 10 from their own, or from the Panthers 31.
Stop. Clock is stopped. 10:48 to go here in quarter number one at Mound City. Same type formation, split right, slot right, in the gun of the man wide to the left for the Wolves. Back to Simmons. He looks, he throws right, and right on the fingertips. It is a nice catch there by River Dow. There'll be, that's 12. That's going to be Owen DeRozier, and he'll have about 8 yards.
Yeah, it's a pretty good play by Simmons to get that ball in there. DeRozier made a pretty good catch on that.
So third down and a couple here. Figure an 8-man football, and you're down to the 22-yard line, or the 23, as the case may be. You're probably in 4-down territory. We don't see a lot of field goals attempted. Now we're going to spread receivers all over the field, an empty backfield for the quarterback all by himself. He'll take the snap. He'll throw a quick one over the middle to his guard, and a little trick play. That guard making the catch is Gabe Harms. He'll have first down and goal down to the 5-yard line. What happened there, Corey?
Well, unfortunately, in my experience coaching 8-man football as a defensive coordinator, that play haunts me. But the old guard eligible had both receivers on the left side on the line, both receivers on the right off the line, which made the guard eligible on that play. So good play by East Atchison to pick up a first down.
First and goal at the 5-yard line. Now they'll snap the ball back. Carrying the football is Simmons, the quarterback. He'll go around the left side. He'll get in for the touchdown. First touchdown of the game coming from 5 yards out. And the Wolves, with 9:38 to go in the first quarter, take a 6-0 lead. Now they'll go for a pair on the extra point here. Get all my toys lined up here in the right spot so I know where they're at. Here we go. Coming over the football. Kind of a wing set. Quarterback's into man in motion right to left. Now two receivers to the left, and the quarterback going to keep it around the left side. And Simmons turns up. He dives for the pylon, and he'll get in there for the two-point conversion. 8-0 East Atchison. We'll be back in Mound City after this 30-second timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Are you needing roof or gutter repairs? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
And we welcome you back here to Seglinski Field in Mound City, where our score now is 8-0 East Atchison. Scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. Stop by and see Jake or Tosh Arm Connect. It's your future. Let them help you protect it. It's an 7-play, 54-yard drive. Blake Simmons casts off with a 5-yard run with 9:38 to go here in quarter number one. Make it 8-0. Here's the kickoff, and Mound City looks at it, go over the head of Brown back there, and it's going to be a touchback, and Mound City will have it at their own 15-yard line to start this drive. 9:38 up on the clock. So, again, they covered a total of 54 yards.
Mound City made a couple nice stops at different times, but just not enough consistently to force East Atchison into a punting situation.
So Mound City comes over the football, line them up in a split back set. The quarterback is freshman Henry Smith. Panthers playing down a little bit personnel-wise tonight. Here's a handoff, running the ball around the left side. A nice run by Kane Durr, making people miss. He's thrown down out across the 20. At about the 22-yard line, a gain of about 7.
East Atchison with some good pursuit initially. Kane was able to get through the first wave of defenders and able to pick up 7 yards.
For Mound City tonight, their quarterback, Creighton Roop, out. And also out tonight corner is on my list here. Grady Knapp, is that correct?
Correct.
At an end. And now right up the middle go the Panthers, and it's going to be close to a first down. The officials are on the money. It is. They got just exactly what they needed. Carry right up the middle. Is that Brown?
Yes, Brown playing fullback.
So first down, Mound City. Two plays, first down. Good start for the Panthers. Split backs for Mound City. I've seen this formation with the Panthers for just about 100 years now. Quarterback, a little bootleg around there, and nowhere for Henry Smith to go that time. That's been a bread and butter play for the Panthers for years right there.
Yep, the old trap counter bootleg that's been used for a long time.
8-0, East Atchison with the lead. Second game of the day here on Sunny 101.3. Sacred Heart traveled up to Weeping Water this afternoon. Came up on the short end of the scoreboard there. Here we go, second and 10, and it's going to be Smith. Handed it off, and a breakaway for Kane Durr. He's at the 30, the 20. The race is on to the 10-5. Tackler dives, comes up empty. It's going to be a touchdown run for the Mound City Panthers. That one is going to go for 55 yards.
Great initial blocking by the Panthers with that lead play, and Kane Durr used his speed to get around the outside. And DeRozier wasn't able to catch him. Valiant effort, but not enough field.
Nice run there. Nice move from the end. Went back to the inside, went down to the right sideline eventually. Kane Durr brings Mount City within two on that run now. The try for the all-important two-point conversion here. Smith under center. Balls the count. Takes the snap. Fakes. He's got a man. He throws, and it's caught. Oh, and dropped. The guy that he was throwing it to is not the guy that got a hand on. I'm pretty sure August Meadows couldn't hang on to it. I don't think he was the intended receiver, but 8-6, East Atchison with the lead. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back here to Soglinski Field. The scoring recap is presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. Stop by and see Jake or Tasha Arm Connect. Your future, let them help you protect it. Four plays, 65 yards. Kane Durr with the run at the 8:01 mark of the first quarter. Pass fail on the two-point try, and it is 8-6, East Atchison. Here's the kick. East Atchison will field the ball around the 13-yard line, coming back up the field, and a tackle out across the 25, the 27-yard line. It is a return man to Rozier, so East Atchison again, pretty good field position.
Pretty good tackle there by number 14, Cade Tubbs, for the Panthers, freshman playing on the kickoff and kickoff return team so far tonight. Made a good tackle on DeRozier and sets up first and 10 for the Wolves.
Who was that being critical of my broadcasting ability? So I've got to look that up later here.
Yeah.
Somebody I know?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. All right. I have a little wing set here. Now we'll move one back behind the other back on the left side of the block, turning the corner. Simmons again. Seems to be their little favorite bread and butter play. Take him around the left side. He'll have short yardage this time. Maybe a yard. It'll be second down. Call it no gain. Second down and 10 yards to go for the Wolves.
Again, great pursuit in the backfield. Scott Manley and John Guard getting through the line for the Panthers.
So he's actually coming over the football. The quarterback will line it up in a gun. Two men on the left. Now they're going to send a third man that way. It's like an eye set off the hip of the guard. They've got the quarterback in the backfield and throw him down. Back at the 15-yard line goes Simmons. Nice play defensively there.
Again, Scott Manley in the backfield this time was able to get to the quarterback and make a play, bringing up third and long situation for the Wolves.
All the way back of the 17, it's third down and 20. Loss of 10 on that play.
Panthers nice. Bringing six men on the line, sometimes pulling a guy back, but Manley's been able to get through the line consistently so far in this first quarter.
Third and 20 from your own 17. Split left, slot left. Your receiver's coming to the near right side. And Blake Simmons is in the gun. He looks. He's chased. He's flushed out of there. Now they've got him all the way back inside the five-yard line. The Panther defense is having a ball here. They've got him. They're going to spot him down at the five-yard line. A loss of 12 more.
Yeah, pretty good pursuit by the Panthers. East Atchison unable to find an answer so far on this drive for the Panthers defense.
Goodness. Here in the midway point of quarter number one here, East Atchison will send Cameron Kephart in there to punt the ball. He'll stand back about 8 yards deep in his end zone. The punt is away. It's a very high kick. It's spinning in reverse. And it's picked up by Mount City on a dangerous play. Picked up by Chauncey Brown. He caught a kind of short hop. He got away. He picked it up. But I think it's going to be a flag out there at midfield.
Not so sure. It looked like he tried to fair catch it, but then advanced the ball. I'm not sure if that's
that
what
happened.
It is. I'm not for sure.
I didn't see the signal for the fair catch. I was watching the ball.
Oh, inadvertent flag.
Oh. So Mount City will have excellent field position. They're going to call him down right there where he first touched the ball. So the Panthers, trailing by two, have it first and 10 at the East Atchison 33.
They must have determined that he did fair catch it and you can't advance past that. So giving him the ball right where he gained possession.
Clock stop, 5:47 to go in the first quarter, and the Panthers break the huddle. Good first drive down the field they went in four plays. 55-yard run. Now they'll split those backs from the left side hash mark on the near side, hand it off, and run around the corner once again. It's going to be Kane Durr. He gets shoved out of bounds after a gain of two, maybe 3 yards off. They suck it down at about seven. So the Panthers, purple tops, yellow pants, LSU, something like that.
Looks pretty close.
It does. Second down, seven out from the 30-yard line for Mound City. Split back formation. We'll have to catch the other running back now because I think Brown is over here on the sideline. Had a game of gimpy after that punt return.
Yeah, I think it's Henry Smith's brother, Matt.
Okay, Smith will keep it this time, and Henry knocked down right at the line of scrimmage. Nowhere to go that time on second down and eight. So we'll put in there at the other back.
Yeah, number five.
Five, okay.
Yep.
Fresh twins?
Twins.
Oh, okay. All right. Mac will line up, I believe, on the left side. 5:08 to go, and a roll out for the quarterback. He looks, he throws, it is complete. Caught over there on the far side by August Meadows. And a gain down inside the, oh yeah, inside the 30 to the 28. Gain of a couple yards on the play. I'll bring up fourth down at about five. So the Panthers. See what's in the playbook here for Coach Standifer. Fourth and five from the 28-yard line, 4:30 in the first quarter, 8-6 the lead to East Atchison. Smith calls the count, turns, tosses it back, and Durr on the run. Durr is free, and he dropped the football. Oh, my goodness, it fell out of his hand, and the ball is going to go out of bounds, and it's going to belong to Mound City. Well, it is the most unfortunate fortunate break you could catch. He looked like he was going to score.
Looked like he was going to score, but Panthers are very fortunate that the ball went out of bounds and able to retain possession.
It's a 17-yard pickup on the play. down to the 11-yard line, and a timeout is called with 4:16 to go in the first quarter. It's an 8-6 East Atchison lead. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Are you looking for a fulfilling career to make a difference every day? Nemaha County Hospital has openings that may be just right for you. Join a team that's dedicated to excellence in patient care and community service. Whether you're a technician, nurse, or support staff, they're looking for passionate individuals to be a part of the NCH healthcare team. Visit the website nemahacountyhospital.com/careers to discover your next steps. Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time.
Sunny 101.3.
Well, the timeout on the field was for a water break for the players. Called by the official, an official timeout. So Mound City, first down and 10 from the 11 of East Atchison now. Keeping the players hydrated and healthy, Corey. It's such an important part of the game, and so much more relegated than it used to be.
Yeah, and I think with all the heat acclimatization that the coaches and schools have to provide with the students, these mandatory breaks are for the first 4 weeks of the season.
Here come the Panthers over the football. They are on the near left side, going right to left for the north end zone here at Siglinski Field in this first quarter of play. Turn and hand the ball off. This is going to be Brown. Brown pops it right up the middle. He'll pick up about 5 yards down to the 6-yard line.
So, nothing fancy right there. Just a little dive play to get some yardage. It brings up short and manageable for the Panthers.
So Brown back in there. That's good to see for the Panthers. They'll line up at a back on the left side. Durr on the right side here on second down and 5. Turn and give it to Durr on the inside. He'll cut up inside the 5 to about the 3.5, 4-yard line. He'll have 2 or 3 on the play and bring up third down and about 3 to go. We'll give him a couple yards on the play.
And look, the Panthers could actually pick up a first down without scoring a touchdown, John. So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out here.
So once again, Panthers over the ball, third down and 3 from the 4. Split the backs, toss it back, and it's going to be Brown around the right side. They're chasing, and he is going to be hit and fall into the end zone. Mound City takes the lead at the 3:07 mark on a 4-yard touchdown run by Chauncey Brown.
Yeah, great job by August Meadows there at right end for the Panthers, sealing the end and allowing Brown to just hop to the outside and get into the end zone.
Plenty of scoring here in the first quarter tonight. Mound City looking to make the 2-point conversion here. Split them up. Turn. Quarterback right up the middle. It goes on the handoff, and Brown goes in for the 2-point conversion. Panthers 14, East Atchison 8. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Our scoring and drive recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. Stop by and see Jake or Tasha Arm Connect. Let them help you protect your future. It will go as a 7-play, 33-yard drive for the Panthers. It is Chauncey Brown with a 4-yard run and then a 2-point conversion. The Panthers lead it 14-8. Brown will kick it away, and it's going to be caught at the 14-yard line. 15 and 20 coming up the field and close to the 25-yard line on the return this time. For East Atchison is going to be Owen DeRozier. So East Atchison, first and 10, are going to spot it right on the 25-yard line. 3 minutes to go here in the first period tonight at Siglinski Field. And here comes East Atchison over the football. They'll line him up. Straight I formation, toss the ball to the left side, running it is Dow, and Dow is dumped in the backfield. Mount City defenders are just living in the East Atchison den here in the backfield this first quarter.
Yeah, August Meadows come up with a big play again, and another, that's three straight plays that were lost yardage for the Wolves. Panthers doing a great job on the defensive line to start the game.
A long drive to start the game and a score for East Atchison, and since that time, they are now minus 2 yards rushing. Panthers got a couple of quarterback sacks, a big play there. Clock moving at 2:23 to go in this first quarter. And now Simmons back to pass. He sets up. He looks. He throws. He's got a man behind the defensive midfield. The race is on to the 30, down to the 10-yard line, and they are not going to be able to catch the man who caught the ball, I believe. Was that DeRozier? Is that? I'm going to get him to turn around.
22? Cameron.
22. Oh, I was thinking 21. All right. It's going to be Kephart. Cameron Kephart with the reception and a long touchdown, and now we are tied up at 14. So now it'll be a two-point try here. 57-yard touchdown pass. Simmons moves a man right to left, calls a snap. It's a high snap. He jumps up. He grabs it. The throw to the end zone is incomplete. No good. 14 apiece with 2:08 to go in the first quarter. We're back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your home deserves the best protection. With SBS Insurance, you're covered when life throws unexpected challenges your way. From unforeseen incidents to weather-related damages, we've got your back. Call now for peace of mind and secure your home worry-free. SBS Insurance, your partner in protection for every aspect of your life.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
This is Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back here to Mound City. Our scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services, Auburn and Falls City. See Jake or Taj Arm Connect to help protect your future. It will go as a two-play, 55-yard drive. It's a 59-yard touchdown pass from Simmons to going to Cameron Kephart, and with the kick for East Atchison.
Looks like the ball went out of bounds right before the end zone. Went out of bounds about the two.
That's what I was looking at. So it went out of bounds. So Mount City will have an option here.
Should get it at the 25, I believe.
Yeah. 14 apiece here in the first quarter. Mound City football at their own 25. Plenty of scoring in this one in the first quarter. 2:08 to go. Each team with a couple of touchdowns. Here come the Panthers back over the football now. Near left hash mark as they go right to left toward end zone on the north end of the field here. It's Sequinski Field at Mound City. Henry Smith, the quarterback, the freshman, doing a good job so far. He turns. There's that bootleg, and he looked like he had a little opening, but the defense caught him and dropped him for about a two-yard loss.
Yeah, a good read by Riverdow at the linebacker position. Was able to cut through there and make a good play on Smith to bring up second and 12 for the Panthers.
Mound City, they just love to grind it away. And if they lose a yard or two, it really doesn't make any difference. They just line them up and go again. Now we'll line them up, split the backs. The wind blowing across the field, it looks like. Here, running the flag on the far side. And hand it off. And once again, coming to the near left side, I believe that's going to be Durr again. Across the 25, out to the 26. He'll get what they lost and pick up an additional yard. It'll bring up third and nine.
I mentioned the flag. I would like to thank Jason and Carolyn Hall for donating a new flag for our football field this year. And I appreciate that.
You make that sign any bigger, you're going to have to get a taller flagpole next.
Yeah, we might have
to add a couple feet to it.
Uh-huh.
Third and nine for Mountain City's Panthers. Henry Smith, the freshman quarterback, under center, tosses the ball back. Coming around the corner once again with the ball, Kane Durr. and he's pushed out of bounds, shy of the first down by about a yard, it looks like. Fourth down and one. So he picks up eight.
Interesting to see what the Panthers do here. They're on their side of the 40, 34-yard line. See if they decide to go for it or if they want to go ahead and punt the ball away.
Play went out of bounds and the clock stopped. They've been pretty successful. I would not be surprised to see him go here.
Looks like they're going to.
They're at the, their own 34-yard line here. Split the backs and the give up the middle. Brown has got the first down. He's across midfield and down to the 39 of East Atchison. First down, Mound City.
Pretty good call by the Panthers there. I like that play call. The Wolves in a 4-3 defense is able to run right through the right side of the center and able to pick up the first down.
Pick up 7 yards on that play. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Mound City East Atchison on Sunny 101.3. Missouri eight-man football tonight. Final second of the first quarter. Handed off and running left side again. Kane Durr loose. He'll be inside the 35 and taken down around the 32-yard line for the Panthers. A gain of about 7 more.
Yeah, another good run by Durr, running pretty hard. You notice he had 2 hands on the ball that time, so it didn't lose it.
Into the first quarter, 14-14, Mount St. East Atchison all tied up. Back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Hi, this is Marcus with Hella Martial Arts, inviting you to our board breakathon on Saturday, September 21st. We have a free hot dog feed and open house starting at noon. At 1, participate in our bully defense program, free for kids of all ages. Then cheer on our students as they break boards to raise awareness for suicide and bullying prevention. Come to Heller Martial Arts on 1522 Stone Street in Fall City, September 21st for our board breakathon.
Sunny 101.3.
Ready for the second 12-minute period here. Second quarter action. It's the Glenski Field of Mount City. Panthers 2nd and 3 at the 32.5, 33-yard line of East Atchison. Henry Smith can end up keeping the football, and the freshman found nowhere to go that time. Just plenty of white jerseys to corral him.
Yeah, East Atchison sniffed that play out pretty good. Came from behind, and Smith didn't have anywhere to go. Brings up 3rd and 3 for the Panthers here at the beginning of the second quarter.
Well, the Panthers already went once on 4th down this drive. We'll see if they need to do it again or need to attempt it again here, and they'd love to pick it up right now. Split back set, Brown right up the middle, and they won't need to worry about 4th down. He needed 3. He got 4 right up the right side.
Yeah, good job of the Panthers blocking initially up there on that run and brings up 1st and 10 for the Panthers.
So it's 1st down and 10 now at the 28-yard line, we'll call it, of East Atchison. Panthers again playing without a starting quarterback and a starting lineman tonight, so doing well here so far. Quarterback bootleg around the right side, and Henry Smith says, Coach, I'm not sure you want to call that play again.
Yeah, he got hit pretty good right there in the, as he got to the line of scrimmage by Kephart. Brings up 3rd and 10, no gain. He's pretty fortunate to get back to the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, nowhere to go there. So the clock at 10:38 and counting down here. Panthers have it 2nd and long now from the 28. 14-14 tie here at Mound City. Panthers on the right hash mark. Split set. Under center, the quarterback. Toss it back, and Durr going to run the left side, and he got tripped up in the backfield. Got upended, and there was a second defender there to stop him right about probably lost a half a yard.
Yeah, Gavin Irvin with a great read on that play was able to bust through the lead blocker and trip up Durr, grabbing his shoelaces and got him down.
I'm just always kind of amazed at Mound City. We've ran the same offense for years and just keeps working. And the early in the season, this is what they run. And by the time we get to the end of the season, Coach Chandler's got them running things I haven't seen anywhere else or forever. Here's a pass up the field off the hands of the intended receiver. Passing up there on the right sideline, trying to come up with the grab. I believe it was Meadows that time. He couldn't hang on to it, and it falls incomplete, brings up fourth down.
Yeah, pretty good play by the Panthers right there. Smith just a little bit too high on that pass, unable to bring it in was Meadows. So brings up fourth and 11.
I'm old. I can't remember what a freshman now, 14, 15 years old? That's kind of big-eyed out there maybe at times. Smith back, gives off to Durr, and he shakes. He moves to the outside, and he's got the first down and more inside the 15 down to around the 13-yard line. It'll be a gain of about 16 yards.
Yeah, great run right there by Kane Durr, able to get through the line and get about, what did you say, 16-yard gain? Yeah,
29.
Pretty good gain. Bring up first and 10 at the EA 13-yard line.
So the Panthers are 2-for-2 on their drive so far tonight. This is the third possession. They've got two scorers on the board. Looking to add to it here on first and 10 from the 13. Smith sets the offense. He'll turn. He'll keep the bootleg to the right side. He got by that end this time. They catch him from behind, but he's going to pick up about 3 yards on the play.
Yeah, pretty good play by the Panthers. They had two lead blockers, just couldn't get away from that backside pursuit by East Hatch. Great play by them.
Clock moving here at 8:50 of this first half. It's 14 apiece. East Hatch looking for their second win of the year. The Panthers looking for their first win of the season here tonight. Second down from the 10-yard line. Smith calling the count. Turns right at the middle. It goes Brown inside the 5. First down. He stretches the ball out. He'll be just short of the goal line. He'll be probably inside the 1. First and goal inside the 1-yard line. That'll be a pickup of 9.
Yeah, great play right there by Coach Standiford and the Panthers, just kind of going right up the middle. Almost got the touchdown.
Now, I'm not sure they're going to stop Brown. I mean, he has just shown a lot of power here in this first half.
Yeah, the offensive line has done a good job blocking that inside zone run right there and able to get through.
Panthers over the football, first and goal from inside the 1, and quarterback keeper. He stretched the ball forward, and it popped loose. It's still on the ground. Now it's picked up by East Atchison, and they're running toward the goal line the other way. The chase is on. Brown catches the man who picked up the ball all the way down inside the 20-yard line of Mound City. Well, I don't know. They're going to call that a fumble? I guess so.
I guess so. It looked like Smith tried to reach it over the end zone, and
his momentum was stopped, and then he tried to stretch it forward.
No call by the officials. Looks like maybe they're talking on the headsets, but if not, it will be a turnover, and East Atchison taking over
wow.
at the Mound City 25-yard line. Big turn of events, if that's the case.
55-yard return. Oh, my. You never want to try to stretch that football across the goal line unless you're getting paid a lot of money on Sunday afternoon. It's a dangerous
play. Unfortunate for the Panthers. Looks like they're calling it first down, East Atchison.
Oh, Coach Standiford is not the happiest camper in the world. Well, you can't throw a challenge flag.
Nope.
So East Atchison will have it first and 10. They're going to spot the ball at the 17.
Heads up play by East Atchison to recognize that ball was open and to hit it out of Smith's hands and then to actually
never stop. Never stop till you hear the whistle. And we're having more discussion down here by the gentleman in the striped shirts. Mound City. Miller walked back the other way. No. I don't see a penalty flag anywhere. What are we going to do? Corey, they're going there into the field. They have reversed this.
Now we're going to see Coach Barron's probably a little upset on the other side. And this is interesting to see what.
I'm not so sure with the stretch he didn't break the plane.
It looks like they're basically putting the ball right back where they were and going to replay the down.
Oh, my. Yeah, if I was Coach Barron's, I'd be pretty unhappy, I think.
Because they're calling it first down. I really have no clue, John. I've watched a lot of football, and I'm not sure.
Well, you would think it'd be second down because his momentum was stopped.
Correct. I would agree with you there.
Not going to.
But both teams, I mean, the East Addison players really aren't.
No, they're not complaining to you, bro.
Really. Yeah, this is just interesting.
Well,
here we are.
I've not seen this in quite a while. All right, under center. Quarterback gives it off. Durr tries to skirt the left side. He's going to be brought down. He didn't get there. No gain on the play. Now it'll bring. Now it'll make it second and goal from inside the one. Well, if it sounds like I'm confused a little bit, there's a reason for it.
I think we're both confused.
I am,
John. We're both confused right there. They called it first down East Addison at the Panthers' 17-yard line, and then they talk again, and now they move back. So.
I bet the folks dressed down here in the orange and black are grumbling a little bit in the stands.
Yes, and I would be as well, not knowing what has gone on.
All right, now line them up. Second and goal. Toss it back. Durr again. Push farther into the backfield. Tried to get the corner with Brown in front of him blocking, and he didn't get there. That's going to bring up third down. And there's no gain on the play. He didn't lose anything. Didn't gain anything. If you gain anything, it's a score.
East Atchison defense is acting like they thought they should have had the ball. And
they're
like, okay, we're not going to let you score.
Yeah,
here.
Not going to make this easy on you. And that's the obvious thing. That happens. You're just down, and you go, oh, it's just going to score anyway. So the clock is winding at 6:25. I think Mr. Brown might get the ball here from Mound City. Henry Smith turns, gives it to Brown, and he just kind of walks into the end zone untouched. Mound City reclaims the lead 20-14 on a one-yard run for the back, Chauncey Brown.
Are you going to go buy a lottery ticket on your way home tonight, John?
I don't know. I didn't even
really good guess right there. Maybe you picked the right one.
If those numbers were as obvious as that one was going to be, you just haven't stopped him the whole ball game.
The Panthers have done a good job blocking for Brown up the middle.
All right, now the try for the all-important two-point conversion. Split back set, turn, and the give to Brown again. This time they kind of catch him from behind. He couldn't get his momentum going, and the run fails. 20-14, Mount City leads, and we're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
I know how busy we can all get living in this hurried-up world. And it's very easy to view withdrawals on your accounts, assume it's legit, and just let it go. But it's a good idea to give your banking transactions to Eagle Eye once a month to make sure everything is correct. Because fraud is something that can happen to anyone.
Frontier Bank. Member FDIC online at frontier.bank.
Frontier Bank, located in Falls City.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Our score and recap is brought to you by our friends at the Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn Falls City, Jake and Tasha Arm Connect. Of course, that was a 16-play, 55-yard drive. That doesn't even count the play that came back. It's a one-yard run by Chauncey Brown. 6:17 to go in the second quarter. The run failed. Mound City leads it 20-14 here at Seglinski Field. And the Panthers are about to kick it off here once again.
Very interesting turn of events.
Yeah,
right there.
No doubt. Chauncey Brown to kick it off. Teed up at the 30-yard line. Return men are Owen DeRozier and Cameron Brooks back deep, I believe. Brown ready. waiting for the official to give the signal to go. There you go. Brown approaches the ball, and it's a short line drive. It's taken by one of the upmen this time. And coming around the corner on the left side with the ball, Owen DeRozier. DeRozier went down kind of like a catcher, made the catch, came around the left side, and Mound City didn't have outside contain that time. And he gets all the way down to the Mound City 33-yard line. Nice return.
Yeah, nice return by DeRozier. Good job setting up the block. And Panthers lost contain on that one, and DeRozier took advantage of it.
So 6:09 to go in the first half, 2014 Mound City here. East Atchison, quarterback in the gun. This is Blake Simmons, a senior. And he'll go on an inside handoff, coming around River Dow to the right side. And he is hit low and taken down inside the 30 and around the 26-yard line. And now we've got an official's timeout here again. We're going to have another water break. 2014, Mount City with lead. With that, we'll take a one-minute break. Be back on Sunny 101.3.
Marlin City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country Partisan superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Marlin City Supply, we take good care of you.
Marlin City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska. The fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfia.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfia.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Wolves quarterback Simmons is going to take the ball, and he's going to run it over the left side. He'll have the first down at the Panther 19-yard line, a good little play set up there. So he'll move the ball from the 26 down to 19, back-to-back 7-yard gains for the Wolves, and they've got a first and 10 at the Panther 19-yard line. 5:28 and counting here in the first half. Siglinski Field tonight. Snap it back. Simmons going to run it again to the right side. Moves inside. Now tries to bounce outside. Hit and drop it around the 15-yard line. He made enough moves. It looked like he went a lot farther than that. They're going to spot him at the 13-yard line. So he'll pick up a 6.
Yeah, pretty good job reading his blockers. Simmons did a good job. Simmons has been playing for 3 years now, I think, maybe as starting quarterback and kind of the leader on their team in that backfield, and he's doing a good job for the Wolves tonight.
Isn't it great as a coach to have a whole bunch of seniors for, unfortunately, just 1 year?
Yeah.
And then the next year you go, oh, what happened? Where did everybody go? All right, we've got three receivers in a formation on the right side this time. Simmons back, gives on a reverse, hands the ball off, and coming around the left side with the football is Gavin Irvine.
Fumbled.
He broke a tackle, fumbled it, and the ball will belong to the Mound City Panthers at the 6-yard line. Oh, my. Your quarterback that's injured, just about got injured again, celebrating down here with one of the players coming off the field. Got thrown on his back for jumping up in a high five. Well, unfortunately, that was a nice run by Urban. He moved the ball all the way down to the 6-yard line.
Looks like Panthers are going to take over first and 10 from their own 6-yard line.
So Mound City with a 6-point advantage, 4:31 to go here in quarter number two. Clock is stopped on the change of possession. Smith back, hands the ball off, and again, running the left side, Keen Durr. And Durr picks up yardage out across the 10, out to the 14-yard line. I mean, pick up about it. Well, he has had a big first half here tonight for the Panthers.
Yeah, another really good run. Good job of blocking up front by the Mount City interior line. Looks like a good pull block by John Guard at left from right guard. That was kind of confusing, but
yes.
Yes, good run by Kinder. Brings up second and two for the Panthers.
All right, Mound City back over the football again. Ready to roll here with this second and two play. And quarterback tries that bootleg around the near side this time, and it's going to be a loss on the play. It's going to bring a third down at about four as they'll lose a couple of yards here.
That's one of those now that Henry tried telling Coach, hey, we've tried that about three times and it hasn't worked, and I'd like to stay in this ball game.
Yeah, but, let me.
EA with a good job of getting through the line and the blocks and having the Panthers lose a couple yards on that play.
Well, East Atchison traditionally has some kids that love to play on the defensive side of the ball.
Yes, they have.
Now back we go, and right up the middle, here comes Mr. Brown again. He had a good chunk, then he got pushed back. He'll get pushed back beyond the original line of scrimmage, but I think he's going to be very close to a first down.
Yeah, it looks like they gave him forward progress. That looks like he's going to have it.
Be the 16.
They're going to measure.
Don't see many measurements anymore. So the officials call for a break. Brown pounded the ball forward here. He needed four. Here comes the chain gang. It's a high-paying job, isn't it?
I would like to give a shout-out to our Mound City chain gang. So we have Mike Quilty, Russ Shiflett, Stephen Edwards, Jason Hall. They do a good job. Looks like
got it.
Panthers picked up the first down with that play.
Needed four, he got four. Needed four and got four.
Russ is one of those guys that really helps Mr. Shipman and I out. He always is in charge of getting the chain gang crew, and he'll send us a message and tell us we're set. We really appreciate that.
You don't have to worry about it.
Yep.
All right, here we go. First down and 10 for the Panthers. Spot the ball at about the 16-yard line, and straight ahead we go again. Brown carrying the football, and he'll be out to the 20-yard line. He'll pick up 3, maybe 4 yards on the play.
It's going to be interesting to see what the Panthers do here. I know they're not much of a passing team. It's been a few years since we really kind of aired it out.
Mm-hmm.
But with 2:20 left to play, second down, eating some clock, but yet trying to score before halftime.
Picking up the pace a little bit in and out of the huddle. Straight ahead again goes Brown. He gets twisted and tangled and knocked down after a short gain on the play. It'll bring up third down and about three, so we get about three more. Third down and three, as we said, so here we go. Spot the ball at the 23 and a half yard line. Quarterback, here's that bootleg, and again, East Atchison doing a good job sniffing that thing out. And now it's going to bring up fourth down and five, a loss of two.
Yeah, from the Panther 21-yard line, it'd be interesting to see if the Panthers decide to go for it. They do get the ball to start the third quarter, but at risk of giving the Wolves a short field.
I think a punt might be in order here. We'll find out. Now, she's going to let some clock run. Smart decision there. I'm kind of surprised East Ashton hasn't taken a timeout.
I don't think either team has called a timeout in this game so far, John.
Mount City, we're going to take one here right before the count. Yep, they do. There's our first timeout. Mount City takes it with 64 seconds left in the half. We'll take a 30-second break and be back on Sunny 101.3.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority, and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent, at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Sunny 101.3.
And we welcome you back here to Seglinski Field, Mound City. I'm John Nixon, along with Corey Biles, City Engineer Tom Cates tonight, running the show, taking care of us here. It's 20-14 Mound City with a minute four to go in the first half, and they are going to go, it looks like, in punt formation. I thought that I saw Parker Hale slip back there. Did I not? No. They're going to come out and line up to go for it on fourth down and five from their own 23, and they're going. Durr around the corner. He's got it and more. And a flag, oh, and a flag in the backfield. But I'm not going to say that's holding yet.
2-5.
Okay. You would think that's holding it, and it is. Okay.
Yeah, both of them on the same play.
I kind of saw a push after that play, and I said, well, maybe that wasn't holding. Maybe that was something else entirely. So that
put a different spin on it here.
Yes,
for the
it will.
Now being fourth and looks like maybe 14, 15.
Is that maybe their first penalty of the ball game? I think it is. So a hold against the Panthers on fourth down.
I think both teams only now with one penalty.
Yeah, but caught me by surprise. They're going where now the ball's back at the 11-yard line. So it's fourth down and 15. I'm going to go with what the guy running the clock says, fourth and 15. I'm not sure I can count that far anymore. So the punter.
Chauncey Brown.
Chauncey, okay. Brown, two, he's got a East Action player, stands at Mound City's side of the 40-yard line. Brown, soccer styles it out of there, runs off kind of, and now it's going to hit. It hit at midfield and took a Mound City hop, and it's going to be down at the 35 of East Atchison, and the clock ran all the way down to 24 seconds to go.
Well, East Atchison has shown some quick scoring ability with a long run and a long pass play. We'll see what they have dialed up. Coach Behrens has dialed up here with 24 seconds left, needing to go 45 yards for a score.
They have not throwing it as much as I thought. Coach Behrens, I was looking at his career coaching. He's built himself up a nice coaching resume and record over the years.
He sure has. Coach Behrens works pretty hard and gets a lot out of his players up there in East Atchison.
Two receivers either side of the field. Simmons, the quarterback, keeps. He ran flat into a defender and fires his way forward for about 4 yards. And now we've got a timeout called by East Atchison with just 18 seconds to go. We'll take another 30-second break. We'll be back on Sunny 101.3.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions. Local solutions. Local focus. Member FDIC.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
Second down and six for the East Atchison Panthers. Panthers, that's close. Panthers are playing the East Atchison Wolves. All right, we'll go two receivers right, one to the left, back in the backfield. Simmons back. He looks. He's flushed. He stops. He throws long, and it is off the fingertips of the receiver. There's a little bit of contact, but I'm not sure he or the defender could have caught the ball anyway.
Yeah, it looked like the pass was just a little high for his intended receiver. Brings up third down and six or seven for the Wolves with 11 seconds left here in the first half at Mount City.
I watched too many different levels of football. I can't remember if they have the catchable or uncatchable ball, which level it is. So
I've been out of coaching high school for so long, John, that I'm not for sure what they're doing.
I mix my rules up and sometimes look silly later. All right, one back in the backfield to protect the quarterback. Simmons going to fire up the left side. He's got a step on the defender. Intended down the field, and I believe that was Kephart, the intended receiver. But again, Simmons with a long throw too far with 5 seconds to go in the first half. It brings up a fourth down and 41 is what it is in the Mound City, or from East Atchison's own 39-yard line here. So we're going to take a timeout anyway and talk it over with 5 seconds to go. One more 30-second break. We'll be back with the final play of the first half at Mound City on Sunny 101.3.
Dan's Country Meats has deep family values.
They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Dent has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Dent's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Dent's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Sunny
101.3. 5 seconds to go. Fourth down and six. They may have taken their last time out, or I'm not sure. They basically got 41 yards to go for Pater here for East Atchison. Trips right, a single receiver on the left side. Simmons all by himself. Fires it down the middle, and it's going to be over the outstretched hands of the defensive backbacker, Chauncey Brown, and that will end the first half. It's a good one for Mound City. They fell behind early, came back, and at halftime they are leading the squad from East Atchison by a score of 20-14. The Panthers have the lead 20-14 here at Cyglinski Field. We will take a two-minute timeout, be back, and give you the first half scoring wrap on Sunny 101.3.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Julie Sadoff, physical therapist from Johnson County Hospital. We have a wide array of professionals for your physical, occupational, and speech therapy needs. Our professionals have a full circle approach, being able to assist within the hospital, the home, and outpatient clinic. Certified in lymphedema, pelvic floor, surgical and non-surgical orthopedic conditions, Parkinson's disease, dry needling, and cognitive assessments. Call us, Johnson County Hospital Therapy Department, at 402-335-6400, where you'll be in the hands of the best.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and Mobile Banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
This is Sunny 101.3.
And we welcome you back here to Cyglinski Field. It's halftime here tonight. Our presenting sponsor for the broadcast is Bruna Immelman Company. Bruna Immelman is your Case IH dealer in Humboldt, Nebraska. For parts, sales, and service, see Bruna Immelman, also serving you from five locations in Northeast Kansas. And our halftime show is presented exclusively by your friends at Highland Community College. At Highland Community College, they are close to home, but they're far from debt. Learn more at highlandcc.edu. Here at Mound City at halftime, our score is the Mound City Panthers, the home team, 20, and the East Atchison Wolves, 14. It's been a very entertaining first half. East Atchison came out. They took the early lead. It was a 5-yard run for Blake Simmons, a 7-play, 54-yard drive to start the game. Simmons also ran in the 2-point conversion and put the Wolves up 8-0. Mound City came right back, though, on the next drive. With 8:01 to go in the first quarter, a 55-yard run by Kane Durf capped a 4-play, 65-yard drive. The run failed, and it was a 2-point lead for East Atchison, 8-6. Mound City got the ball back, and with 3:07 to go in the first quarter, it was Chauncey Brown on a 4-yard run to cap a 7-play, 33-yard run. our drive, and then Brown ran in the two-point try, and MSU took the lead 14-6 at that point. East Atchison, with 2:08 to go in the first quarter, got another touchdown on a 59-yard pass play from Blake Simmons, and that play on that long one for the touchdown, it goes to East Atchison's Cameron Kephart. Cameron Kephart with the catch and the score, and with the run failing, it was 14 all with 2:08 to go in the first quarter. That was a two-play, 55-yard drive with that big pass play. Now, for Mound City, they came back. They got another touchdown in the first half to come in the second quarter. Halfway through with 6:17 to go after a wild and woolly play where they had first and goal inside the one, and the quarterback tried to lean it across. Ball got knocked out, and a big East Atchison return deep into Mound City territory. At first, the officials gave East Atchison the football. They got together. They had a conference, and the next thing we know, we're marching back down to the one-yard line, and they apparently just called it no play because, again, it was first down and goal from inside the one, and Mound City finally scored on that drive. It was a one-yard run for Chauncey Brown, a 16-play, 55-yard drive, and the run was good to make it 20-14. Excuse me, the run failed, making it 20-14. Mound City with the lead at that point, 20-14. I'll tell you what, a 16-play drive. When we do our coaches show for Mound City, I talk with Coach Danford about a 16-play drive. He is just going to fall all over himself in love with a drive like that for his Panthers. And that's where we're at halftime. Mound City 20 and East Atchison 14. The band is out there wailing away for Mound City here at halftime. We'll take a two-minute timeout. We'll check the weather, hear from more of our sponsors, and we'll let our intern, Tom, know we have an extra long halftime show here tonight, so we may take a few extra breaks here. But we're sitting about 15 minutes, maybe close to 18 minutes ago here at halftime, and it's 20-14, Mound City with the lead. Back after this word from our sponsors, the weather, and second half action coming up a little bit later on Sunny 101.3.
Prime Healthcare believes quality care starts in your own communities with family taking care of family. The trained and compassionate staff will make your loved one feel right at home and set your mind at ease knowing your loved one is in good hands. Prime Healthcare offers long and short-term care and rehabilitation therapy. Contact Oregon Care Center in Oregon, Pleasant View Center in Rockport, or Tiffany Heights in Mound City to schedule a tour, meet the team, and let our Prime family become a little part of your family. Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop service center for auto repair, tires, brakes, tune-ups, alignments, and much more, wants to wish everyone a successful and safe school year. Stop in or call 402-274-4947 to schedule an oil change and complete inspection by their AFC-certified mechanics. The staff at Auburn Auto Center wants to make sure everyone is ready to celebrate the big win. Auburn Auto Center, 2314 J Street, Auburn, Nebraska. Pawnee Assisted Living is a nonprofit organization offering a 24-bed facility featuring beautiful home-like surroundings. Their friendly, helpful staff assists with administering medication, weekly housekeeping, and activities of daily living as needed. Meals, snacks, social activities are provided daily in a fun family environment. If you are looking for a comfortable assisted living home for your loved one, call Pawnee City Assisted Living today at 402-852-2055.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto self-serve and save money today.
Did you know State Farm has surprisingly great rates on auto and renter's insurance? It's one of those things you just don't know until you know. So, now you know. Your local State Farm agent knows how to help you protect your car and stuff for a surprisingly great rate. Want to know how much you can save? Talk to a State Farm agent today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
When you want the real deal, call State Farm agent Blaine Barron in Auburn or Tecumseh today.
Student-athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the field. Mustang Seeds understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Mustang Seeds build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rates, and in-season strategy. Mustang Seeds grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska soil. Contact area specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Mustang Seeds will help you win in the field. Mustang Seeds. Supporting farmers from the ground up.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weather for the tri-state area. Chance for storms tonight, otherwise partly cloudy skies. Lows level off around 68, southeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Chance of thunderstorms, high temperatures reach up to 87. Storms likely tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 56, overcast skies. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm Staff Meteorologist Megan Mulford on Sunny 101.3.
You've retired and you're ready for what's next, and that can look different for everyone. Hi, I'm Matthew Gall with Thrivent, and Steve Stoller and I see money as a tool that provides options during your golden years. Let's talk through your strategy and define your goals so you can enjoy a meaningful retirement. Just call us at 402-315-8711. That's 402-315-8711. We look forward to hearing from you soon.
Alan and the staff at Yoakum Service on East 2nd in Mound City would like to wish the Mound City Panthers success in today's game. The Mound City Panthers and Yoakum Service are two winning teams. Farmers, in order to have a great growing season, team up with Yoakum Service. They have the chemicals to keep your crops healthy and the fertilizer to produce a record crop. Yoakum Service. See them in Mound City today.
Mound City Lumber is proud to sponsor this broadcast, just like they take pride in being the trusted store that you can depend on. Whether you're starting a project, fixing something, or need new tools and equipment, Mound City Lumber is the place to go. From plumbing, electrical, and lumber, to paint, Milwaukee tools, or just a bolt, Mound City Lumber takes pride in having what you need, backed by the customer service and experience that you'll appreciate. Shop local at Mound City Lumber and let them help you out at 108 West 7th Street in Mound City.
Greatness doesn't happen overnight. It takes time, focus, and dedication. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that because we've put in the hard work and dedication for decades. And that commitment has paid off with award-winning customer service for your auto, home, and life insurance.
See your local Shelter agent, Scott Lowkemper, at 514 State Street in Mound City.
Shurag LLC has everything you need for chemical and fertilizer application and many other services, including soil testing services, custom anhydrous applications, and a variety of seeds for your farm, pasture, CRP, and lawn. Visit Shurag LLC with locations in Forest City, Savannah, Osborne, and Plattsburgh.
Atchison Holt Electric Cooperative would like to remind you during this harvest season that when operating large equipment, tractors, dump trucks, grain trucks, or anything with booms or extensions, please be aware of overhead power lines. Make sure you have at least 10 feet of clearance. Wishing you a safe and prosperous harvest. But keep safety first, always. Atchison Holt Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, with more than 75 years of excellence for their members. Online at ahec.coop.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
Back here at Seglinski Field, it's halftime. Mound City leading the East Atchison Wolves 20-14. Just a few of the numbers of the first half for Mound City. Running the football in the first half, I got Kane Durr at 13 carries for 125 yards and a touchdown, and Chauncey Brown 10 carries for 41 yards and two scores for East Atchison. Their quarterback, Blake Simmons, I've got him 3 out of 7 passing for 84 yards and a score in the first half. So kind of what you expect. East Action throws a little bit more. Mount City loves to run the football. And so far tonight, that is really working well for the Panthers. Some other scores around the area. Pawnee City leading Hampton. That's number 5 versus number 6 in the Nebraska six-man football ratings. At halftime, Pawnee City leading 52-6. Weeping Water beats Shaken Heart this afternoon, 36-18 in the game you heard here on Sunny 101.3. Just before halftime tonight, Johnson Brock and Johns County Central hooked up on a good one, 14 apiece there. And a final, Lincoln Christian defeated Syracuse 38-14 today. Oh, by the way, up in Lincoln, they're playing football tonight, the Huskers and Illinois. And that wonderful Friday night football we all love so much at the college level. Nebraska and Illinois tied at 10 after one quarter of play, 10 apiece. Nebraska, their first Big Ten opponent of the year, that game at Lincoln tonight. So coming up later this weekend on Sunday night, the Kansas City Chiefs here on Sunny 101.3 as they take on the Atlanta Falcons on Sunday evening. Corey Miles is joining us here for tonight's broadcast. You touched on something earlier that really caught my ear. It always does. And, you know, I went to one of the bigger area schools, Fall City High. So, you know, that's Auburn and Fall City about as big as it gets around here right now, unless you travel down to Savannah or go north. I love going to the small schools. The fans, the kids, it's just a different atmosphere. I can't imagine being in one of these Class A Nebraska 6A schools in Missouri, 5A, whatever they are. I can't imagine being in those big schools. This is going to be so much better for the kids.
Well, I think.
Let me turn you on here, and you can talk.
There we go. Well, hey, you know, Mountain City, we're very fortunate. We have great community support, and they show up at any events that we have, whether it's junior high, JV football, high school football. And the one thing that I love about small schools is, you know, I'm seeing great sportsmanship from both the EA kids and the Mountain City kids. Somebody make a tackle, and they're both reaching down to help each other up. And, you know, these kids have been competing against each other now for, you know, some of them 6 years with junior high and high school. And they see each other. They know each other with small towns. And, you know, it's just some great sportsmanship between the two teams tonight. You know, every town has something special, but I think that sets, you know, our smaller towns, our small communities apart from others, just the support and, just the support from the community that show up to all the events.
On the Nebraska side, we have what we call the Medecus Tournament, volleyball and basketball, where there's 16 schools that come together for a week and play each other, split into 2 18 divisions. Here, you have the Mount City Invitational Basketball Tournament where everybody in the neighborhood is coming over here. And that helps. Not that there aren't rivalries, but it's pretty friendly.
It is, and they are rivalries, don't get me wrong. You know, actually growing up in Mount City and now being an administrator here, I mean, yeah, you have your schools that you have rivalries with, but these kids hang out. They talk to each other a lot. Now with the cell phones and social media makes it a little easier, but, you know, it is pretty fun with those kids coming out and competing against each other, but then they can still be hanging out the next day, you know, downtown or somewhere, you know, being friends. And
I was talking to Coach Stanner or a coach's show, and then maybe the pregame show, I said, I know you got some players hurt. I know you don't want to probably name who they are, but I said, of course, you realize there's no secrets anymore. between the towns, everybody knows everything anymore.
Yeah, and we had a couple kids get dinged up last week at Platte Valley. And, you know, having two starters out, one of them being quarterback, one of them end, you know, the other guys have stepped up and done a good job so far in this game. And we'll see if the Panthers can continue. I know first game of the season we were up 22-6 on Stanbury, and Stanbury came back and beat us by a touchdown in that game. We'll see how the Panthers come out second half. And I'm sure East Atchison, Coach Barron's does such a good job. I'm sure he has these kids prepared and ready to go, and we'll see what the second half brings.
So for a really important question, will the girls' volleyball team ever get to come home this year?
The plan is yes. We'll see how that happens. The last week of the regular season, I think we have two home games for sure The plan is that we will be able to get on that gym floor and play a couple home games and get a senior night for those seniors. So that's the plan. It just took a little longer than normal.
You have a new girlfriend there?
Looks like my niece Remy, my nephew Miles, Lox, and Hillary, little daughter, come up to visit me here in the press box. That's always nice.
I see. Okay. So they're pretty small. Those are the ones, and you just hand them money like everybody else. Good for you.
Pretty easy for her to get a couple bucks out of Unky's pocket.
You're a soft touch, aren't you?
Yeah.
I understand. All right, we have another 3-minute period here or not?
I think they put that up already.
Oh, we missed that. Holy cow. Well, that's all right.
I may be off, but I think they did.
East Hatch, Mountain City's coming here to the sideline. They're ready to go. Hey, when you got a 6-point lead over one of your rivals, it's time to go. Let's get out there and get it going. I joke with Coach Standiford a lot because he's a humble graduate over on the Nebraska side, and of course that's one of the areas we spend a lot of time at, and remember him as a youngster out there in pads and things like that, and so we're always talking about home and things like that when we get to visit with him.
He goes back quite a bit and helps on the farm.
Yeah, no doubt. And he enjoys it, too. I've seen pictures of him. I see him at the county fair a lot, washing cows and things like that.
I'm sure. Yep.
All right, we've had our 3-minute period, so we're going to be ready to go here with second half action. I'm looking forward to getting the new floor in the gym. We ready for basketball here.
I'm looking forward to it, too. Unfortunately, when we took the gym floor out, we realized we had a pretty big void under there that was filled with wood instead of concrete, so we had to pour 9,000 square feet of concrete grout to make sure everything was level, to make sure it was done right.
That didn't make the price go up, did it?
Just a little bit. I anticipated a little bit more on the budget with that, but not that much. But we got it done right, and there's getting ready to start the painting, did some staining today, so looking forward to getting on that too.
How long has the floor been there?
That gym floor was put in 51 years ago.
Oh, my.
Well, and as a coach, if you knew where the dead spots were, it wasn't that bad, but
you know where to guard the other guard for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, we're going to kick it off. East Ashton kicking it to Mountain City, and it goes out of bounds on the near side. East Ashton kicking from the north to the south here, and again, the wind, the flag across the field is sticking pretty much straight out, but it's mostly across the field, but a little bit out of the south-southeast, it looks like. So if there does favor everybody, it'll favor Mountain City here to start this third quarter, it looks like. So the Panthers will get the football at the 25. That's the second time that's happened.
Especially as much as the Panthers like to pass the ball. Wind in their favor.
Well, it gives the running backs a little more speed, perhaps.
There you go.
I think of all the terrific games we've witnessed here on this field over the years, all those.
How many years have you been coming over here, John?
Since probably about 2000, 2001. Sitting on there, I think, in 98. So it took us a little while to find our way here, but once we did, we kind of liked it. Oh, what do we got going on here? They're pointing
like
something.
Some headlights light probably on. Well, we really appreciate you coming over and visiting us for a football game or two, and I will agree we've had some great football playoff games here at Mountain City that you've helped broadcast and down at the state level, and you know, always the Mountain City tournament basketball games. We appreciate you coming over and providing this opportunity for our kids, and that's big.
And even though Dingman's not in charge anymore, it's still the best popcorn right here.
Well, we take good pride in that, John.
I gave him credit for that for years, but it must be somebody else.
It's little things, you know.
It is. All right, here we go. Split back set, first and 10 for the Panthers from their 25. And we're going to give the ball off, and it's going to be a run over the left side. That's been bread and butter for Kane Durbanite. He's got another first down and a pick up of 12.
Yeah, great first play right out of the half for the Panthers to get a little bit of momentum. Brings up first and 10 from the Mountain City 37-yard line.
It has to be so frustrating for the other team when you play this Mountain City team. You know what they're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you just absolutely know what they're going to do. And it just keeps working. All right, left hash mark, first and 10. And now it's going to be the quarterback. And it's the freshman,
And if here comes a covey of flags going in, if they tell Henry Smith there was holding on that play, he's going to call that man in the striped shirt a liar.
I think it might be a face mask possible.
I think he would believe that.
Because there were three white shirts.
Yep, face mask, he is the call.
On Henry right there.
Henry had nowhere to go but down.
Correct.
It's no fun when they grab your face mask.
5 yard penalty, 5 yard face mask.
So make it first and five.
Well, they maybe.
It can be first and nine. That's not a spot foul, is it?
That should not be a spot foul, but
it might be tonight. First and
okay.
Nine.
Interesting.
Huh. Well, I've not seen this one before. And this time, the quarterback bootleg is going to be Smith around the right side. And he just got his biggest gain of the night on that play. He'll move the ball from his own 38-yard line down to the 36, call the 37 of East Hatch. He'll bring up second down and four. That's a gain of five.
Yeah, very impressive for Smith tonight to step in as a freshman in his quarterback position. Not having a lot of success from the ground, but he's doing a good job leading the Panthers on the offensive side.
Right up the middle goes Brown. You can tell when Chauncey gets the ball for Mound City. He pounds it straight ahead. He'll be forward for about three, maybe four on the play. Inside the 35 to the 34-yard line. They'll bring up second down, make it third down and one. So we got three. That 9 yard first down's kind of screwing with my arithmetic, and I don't need help messing that up. Third and one, turn, Brown, first down, and inside the 30-yard line. If you're going down right on the 30-yard line, it's going to be a gain of three and a Panther first down.
Another one of those, I think we could have predicted that play right there, third and short, get it to the fullback. Been gaining, seems like, at least 3 yards on most dive plays up the middle.
So here come the Panthers over the ball again. Boy, they have ran a lot of plays on the offensive side tonight. Turn, give the ball off. Durr starts outside, goes inside. Now he bounces outside, turns the corner, and he gets drugged down by a horse collar tackle. We're going to add on some more from the 10-yard line. Ouch.
Yeah, that looked like it.
That's a quick stop when that happened.
Yeah.
And that's what I was like, you really can't blame the defender. Usually it's just nothing they did wrong. It's just the way your hand ends up there. So the ball went from the 30-yard line to the 10 and pick up a 20. Mount City now over 200 yards rushing tonight. So a horse collar tackle adds on. It'll be first and goal from the 5-yard line for Mount City. From the 5, East Atchison. Panthers looking to add to a 6-point lead. Henry Smith, under center, turns, gives the ball off, and once again up the middle will go Chauncey Brown. Chauncey will be inside the 5 to about the 3.5, maybe the 4-yard line. We'll call it a gain of 1 this time.
Yeah, short game by Chauncey Brown. Good job by the Wolves to close in on that gap to make the stop. A lot of guys in on that tackle
right
there.
Yes. We call that the interior of the defense making the tackle.
Yes,
we can't see the numbers. There's too many of them to call. That's how we do that. Split back set again on second and goal from just inside the 5. Toss it back. Brown trying to get outside, and he did a little slow roll and then turned it on. Go to the corner. Touchdown on City, and the Panthers are up by 12. Chauncey Brown on a 4-yard touchdown. Remember, that's his third touchdown of the ball game for the junior running back for Mound City. He's having himself a pretty good night. 9:27 to go in this third quarter. The Panthers up now 26-14. Score coming at the 9:27 mark of quarter number 3.
Another ever so important 2-point conversion. These 2-point conversions are big for both teams here in a close ball game.
They are huge. Turn. Quarterback keeper wants to throw. He's got him in. Oh, and a nice defensive effort. Somebody able to slide back there and knocked that down, or it would have been two more for the Panthers. 26-14, Mount City. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Northwest Ag Services would like to support the area teams. If your game is farming, Northwest Ag Services of Mound City wants to help you get the most out of your land. Randy Howell and Drew Thomas and the rest of the staff are there to help you reach your high-yield goals. Contact Northwest Ag Services of Mound City. Northwest Ag Services supports all the area teams for a great high school sports season.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Our score and recap brought to you by the Farm Bureau Financial Services Office in Auburn and Falls City. Stop by and see Jake or Tasha Arm Connect. It's your future. Let them protect it. To open the second half, it will be a 7-play, 55-yard drive for the Panthers. They take a 26-14 lead as the pass failed. Chauncey Brown, 4-yard touchdown run, his third score of the ballgame. Puts the Panthers up by 12. Brown ready to kick it off. He punts, he runs, he kicks. Doing it all here in his ball game tonight. Here is a low line drive. It's caught at around the 11-yard line. Coming back up the field and tripped up. Nice tackle there. Getting knocked down River Dow. He looked like he had some room to go, but the defender tripped him up and rolled him.
Yeah, pretty good job by Kane Durr there to shed the block on the kickoff return and bring Dow down. Dow is a tough runner.
Yeah.
Stout kid. And takes a lot to bring a kid like him down.
9:22 to go in the third quarter. Mound City leads. East Action with the ball at their own 25-yard line. Panthers on defense. Now Blake Simmons in the gun. Wingman on either side. Now they'll both be on the left as the play gets going underway. Simmons going to keep it, runs the left side, gets to the outside, turns to the corner, and drug down right about the marker for the first down.
Yeah, Simmons with a great run, getting around the left end there, and August Meadows with a good tackle, saving even longer run, possibly a touchdown, John.
Call it a 9-yard gain, it'll be second down and one. Just 38 yards on the ground now for East Atchison. They had a couple big quarterback sacks, another big loss on a run that hurt their numbers tonight. And now Simmons is going to run it again over the left side. He's got the first down, drops his shoulder, and he'll fight his way to midfield. First down for East Atchison. There will be no quit in the East Atchison wall, you can be sure of that.
No, they're a tough team. They're going to look to cut into this Panther lead here with a nice drive here at the beginning of the third quarter.
It's about a 9-yard gain, a first and 10 to the Panther, 37-yard line. Blake Simmons, 170-pound senior. He will have earned a good night's sleep when this one's over, it looks like. A little end around here to one of those wingmen and coming around the right side after another nice gain. Coming to the right side is River Dow, the senior. He'll pick up a chunk of about 8, maybe 9 yards.
Yeah, another good play right there after getting a dose of Simmons for 3 straight plays and get a little reverse to Dow. Nice game by the Wolves right there, bringing up second one.
Spot the ball down to the 33-yard line, 32.5 on the right hash mark. East Atchison going from the left to the right towards the south end zone here at Siglinski Field. Snap it back, quarterback by himself, and he tried to get outside, and he tried to cut it up under, and it looked like he kind of lost his footing before the defenders got it. It'll bring up third down and short. So third down and very short here. East Atchison to be in a position where they're going to need to go here. As the clock continues to wind down here, 7:48 to go in the third quarter. Caught Mound City earlier on a guard eligible, you would call it. But now we bring a motion across. River Dow, he'll line up on the right side. Simmons looking to throw. He does throw. He is complete. Good for a first down. His man hit, kept his feet, then got hit by about 2 more defenders and goes down at the 25-yard line.
Yeah, Panthers, that was a pretty good play right there. The Wolves have been running the ball this entire series, and
come up with a nice little running or pass play to get a first down there. Good catch by DeRozier.
Owen DeRozier with a catch, about 8 yards on the play for East Atchison. They've thrown it for 94 yards the ball game so far. All right, Simmons by himself, wing man on either side. Simmons is going to keep it and run, and a nice ankle tackle after a short gain of a couple of yards on the play over the left side.
Yeah, John Garber with a good read right there was able to get through. And Simmons still gained a couple of yards, but brings up second and eight for the Wolves at the Panthers' 23-yard line.
One of the defenders apparently raised the ire of Coach Standifer that time. A hand went up, and I could see the mouth was going.
Mm-hmm.
So coaches tend to do that in a tight ball game. 6.5 to play in the third quarter now. Motion man right to left. Simmons taking the snap, drops back to his 30. Now throws it up the field, and he just missed the touchdown. Threw it just a half a yard too far. Intended there, I believe, for Kephart again.
Yeah, I think Blake would like to have that one back. Really good play set up right there. Kephart coming right down the seam and just a little out of reach. Panthers avoided a touchdown pass right there.
Tried to get rid of it. Remember back that first half, and the rush was really giving him fits on those passes.
And Scott Manley made it through and was bringing some pressure from the backside right there.
I'll line him up. Trips formation to the right. Simmons calls the count, takes it, going to run to that right side. He'll be forward for yardage, and he keeps on going. Oh, my.
Great run.
Nice run.
Great run by Simmons. Looks like it's going to be a first down.
Looked like he was going to be stopped for about a 3-yard gain. Then he kind of ducked his shoulder, and he is able to turn it into an 8-yard gain. Good for a first down.
Yeah, nice. Great run. Great run by Simmons right there. And keeping his feet moving and getting the first down.
Halfway through the third quarter, it's time to water the players here again in Missouri 8-man football tonight. We'll take a 30-second break and be back on Sunny 101.3.
Farmers State Bank is proud to be your community bank in Tarkio, Fairfax, Mound City, and Maitland. With regional strength and a local advantage, they're committed to serving your financial needs through qualified, individualized customer service. Visit fscbank.com to learn more. Best of luck to all the players and coaches in tonight's game from everyone at the Farmers State Bank in Tarkio, Fairfax, Mound City, and Maitland. Farmers State Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender, NMLS number 430503.
Sunny 101.3.
Back here at Mound City, it's 26-14, Mound City with the lead. And the players have got their water, and we'll be ready to go here with action and snap it back, and the back is caught and dropped. Nowhere to go that time. Cameron Brooks ended up with the football, and Cameron got corralled and dropped for a loss of 5 on the play.
Look like Kate Gilwater and Scott Manley, both two sophomores playing on the Mount City defensive line, with great play to bring up second long for the Wolves.
So we come back here now. Here come the Wolves over the ball. One set back in the backfield. And they snap it back. And again, Simmons is hit. Big pressure, big knock down to the backfield again, and a big loss on the play all the way out to the 30-yard line.
Yeah, John, I don't think anybody blocked John Gard coming off that left side and straight line to the quarterback, and he did a good job of breaking down and bringing Simmons down, brings up third and 25, it looks like.
Loss of 9 there. So it's third and 25. Two men come wide to the right side, one to the left side. Set back with the quarterback, maybe to help him out with some blocking there. Mount City rushing 4. Simmons scrambles up. Now he'll throw. Oh, nice
great
grab.
Pitch.
Short of the first down, short of the original line of scrimmage, but a terrific grab. That was Kephart on the catch.
Yeah, great job. Looked like Simmons was going to try to tuck it and run on his own, but was able to find Kephart for a nice play. It still brings up fourth and 14 for the Wolves here on the Mound City 19-yard line.
So now a big play in this ballgame. East Ashton really, really needed to make this. Here's 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. I mean, we're certainly not out of time, but you just kind of feel like they need something good to go their way here. Simmons takes a snap. He looks left. He scrambles. He rolls to the left. He wants to throw. He does. And it's short, incomplete. No flags anywhere on the field that I can see. And it's going to be Mound City football, I believe, here. Yep, it is.
Great pressure by Scott Manley coming off East Atchison's right side. Kind of similar to the play John Gard made with the sack earlier. Nobody blocked Scott Manley. He was able to put enough pressure on Simmons to have to get rid of it sooner than he wanted to.
Mound City, their own 19, with 3:47 to go on the third. They lead it 26-14. And if the Panthers could sustain another drive here for six more, it would really put a dent in the Wolves' chances of winning this ballgame. In the backfield, Kane Durr on the right side, Chauncey Brown on the left side, behind freshman quarterback Henry Smith. Turn and get the ball off, and we got flags flying and whistles blowing. Procedure against Mound City. So it's been a pretty clean game, more so for the Panthers. They've had less flags, but this time it'll bring up first and 15. So the ball spotted back now to the 14-yard line. Near left hash mark. Clock is stopped. Brown behind the running back, and he runs the right side, gets the ball, and a nice ankle tackle over there by one of the Wolves defenders. Knocked Chauncey Brown down after a short gain on the play to the 15.
Yeah, great job by East Atchison to spread that play out as far as they could to the sideline and get some more pursuit to have a minimal game for the Panthers right there. Brings up second and 14.
Panthers, this is not their favorite position, second and long. They like to have second and 5, third and 2. Turn, and this time the defense sniffs out that play that goes to Kane Durr, trying to sweep around the left side, and Kane found no running room, and he'll be down at the 14-yard line. He'll lose the yard they gained the previous play, it looks like.
In a play that's been very successful for the Panthers most of the evening, East Atchison was able to find a way to make a big stop right there, bringing up third and long.
Remember years ago, a football game, I heard a coach say, there's nothing wrong with punting. as much as it goes against the grain of some teams in playing eight-man football anymore, here's third and 15. So Mound City and Durr broke a tackle, moves forward, and then did the ball pop out? Boy, the way they're after it, it looks like it might have popped out. Mound City back on top of it at the 24-yard line. Durr with a gain of 10.
Yeah, big play by Durr to get a lot of yardage back there for the Panthers. Ball popped loose, and John Gard looks like fell on the ball. It's going to bring up fourth and 5 for the Panthers. You know, we'll see. Punting isn't a bad thing, especially when you have the lead by 12
right
at the end of the third quarter, but we'll see. Panthers have only punted one time tonight.
And it does not appear
they're
going to punt
here. Looks like they're going to go for it. We'll see if they try to draw Easton off sides or...
They're going to run it, and it's going to be Brown around the right side. He's got the first. Oh, I thought he had it. He got a perfect form tackle put on him. And by the official spot over there, I think that first guy had it. I thought he made it. Now he's short.
Yeah, this is going to be interesting to see.
Two officials are going to have a different look at it.
They're going to measure, which is probably the right thing to do.
That side judge had it. I thought he had it beyond the sticks. When I set it down, I think it's behind the stick on the play.
Yeah, it looked like he was going to get the first down, and a pretty good stop right there by East Atchison.
Nice tackle.
Right at the line of scrimmage. We'll see. This is going to be close. So they have to get the credit card out, John, and measure on this one. Pretty darn close.
Got it. Wow.
Looks like right on the white line of the white stripe on the football to get Mount City the first down. After starting out with a false start penalty that first play of this drive, able to get a first down here, was pretty fortunate for Mound City and keeps the clock running and in their favor.
Exactly. Keep that clock moving. Winding in your favor. Henry Smith under center, first and 10 from the 29. He'll get the ball off and off to the races again and hit and drop is Kane Durr, but not before he gets into East Atchison territory at their 39-yard line with a 12-yard gain over that left side.
Yeah, another good run. Looks like Panthers kind of going to that bread and butter play with Kane Durr. And I think if he doesn't run into his own blocker right there, he might be in the end zone right now, John.
Could very well be. Sometimes you just can't move them blockers fast enough. You can't always get around them. You are my friend. Move. From the left hash mark, first down and 10, under a minute to go now in the third quarter. Turn is Brown up the middle, and Mound City getting some chunk plays again. Move the ball inside the 35 to the 34. Another 5-yard pickup for the Panthers on offense.
Panthers kind of picking up a little momentum here after that big first down that they were able to get by very short distance, and now into East Atchison territory, taking over second five here at the East Atchison 34-yard line.
River Dow, senior, limping off the field for East Atchison after the play. Second down, 5 from the 34. Quarterback keeps, throws a little screen back to the left. There is nowhere for Dow to go. Oh, that's probably a penalty, isn't it? Yeah. Yeah, now our second play. How did...
Was the first pass...
I thought.
I assumed it was. But
that flag way to the other side, that one kind of caught me because the official right here where the play went. They caught the ball. There was two defenders. There was nowhere for Gurr to go. So he threw the ball down the field, which I think was a second forward pass. Here's the man in the white hat. Intentional grounding.
It's okay. It works if they don't call it, John. But
yeah.
Not too many times can you get away with throwing the ball two times in a possession.
Huh. So the grounding came at the Mound City 37. They lose 5 yards from that.
So not for sure what the other penalty flag was, but it was picked
maybe,
up.
Maybe
so.
He just thought his guys missed it. Grounding with 9 seconds to go, so Mound City will have it at their own 32 with 9 seconds to go in the quarter. Third and 19.
Panthers are going the wrong direction after some good positive yards there.
Well, they got two plays to get it. Turn, give it off, and bursting up the middle again is Kane Durr, and he's close. He's close enough. I know they're going to go for it. It'll bring up a fourth down and maybe two on the play. Straight up the gut for 17 yards for Kane Durr. He's got some speed. That ends our third quarter. Mound City 26, East Atchison 14. Back at Seglinski Field after this one-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Golden Triangle Energy is a manufacturer of grain-neutral spirits and other ethanol products in Craig, Missouri. Call 660-683-5007 for a competitive corn bid. Learn more about Golden Triangle Energy at goldentriangleenergy.com. They also produce quality livestock feed as a co-product of the ethanol process. So when you're at their website, don't forget to get feed bids as well on corn prices. Golden Triangle Energy, thanking you for your business in Craig, Missouri.
For over four decades, Hiawatha Implement has been the heartbeat of agricultural excellence, proudly serving Hiawatha and Mound City. Whether you're a farmer, a homeowner, or a commercial operator, our commitment remains unwavering to equip you with the best John Deere machinery that powers your success. Our seasoned experts ensure your machines stay at peak performance, delivering reliability and efficiency day in and day out. Hiawatha Implement, powering your progress since 1981. Visit HiawathaImplement.com for more.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Back at Seglinski Field, John Nixon and Corey Miles with you here tonight. Panthers lead 26-14. They face 4th and 2 at the East Atchison 31-yard line here.
couple other scores. It is Nebraska leads at halftime. They're up 17-10. Here is the play up the middle. First down, Mound City here. Take the ball inside the 25. Once again, is going to be Durr. He is having himself a night.
Yes, he is doing a good job reading his block. Blockers are getting out in front. Pull. Picked up the first down for the Panthers here. Looks like from East Atchison 23-yard line, first and 10.
Another 8-yard pickup on that one. Another Panther first down. 272 yards. Let's see what we got here. We catch some scores. Nebraska 17-10 at halftime over Illinois. And back at Jug Brown Stadium, Tigers trail 28-13. And here's a play that goes nowhere for Mound City. The ball is fumbled on the exchange this time, and it'll be a loss of about a yard on the play as the Panthers cover it up. Second down, 11 now for the Panthers. Clock moving. 1 minute gone by here in the fourth quarter. Panthers are the only score so far here in the second half. Come over the football. Smith under the center. Tosses it back and running the right side is Brown. Picking and choosing where he goes. He'll move forward inside down close to the 20, a gain of about 3 on the play. It'll bring up third down at about 8.
Yeah, great play by East Atchison, beating Brown to the sideline. Brown had to cut it up a little bit, and defensive pursuit from the middle of the field, bringing up third and long for the Panthers here at the beginning of the fourth quarter.
See, John Guard comes in at right guard now. Boy, he's had himself a night, just a sophomore. Split the backs on third down and 8. Turn, Durr has it, runs left, and this time the defense is waiting on him. They'll get forward just a little yard, maybe a gain of 1. That'll bring up 4th and 6. So what is in the playbook now for the Mound City Panthers on 4th and 6 at the 19 of East Atchison? Up by 12. Field goal would be good, but I haven't seen a kicker yet tonight.
Got to think East Atchison is going to be looking for Durr to get the ball here.
I would think. Brown, you know, got kind of dinged up there early in the ball. He's just maybe limping just a little bit now again. It's been a long, hard-hitting game. Back, and the quarterback, Bulek, he's going to throw. He's got a man wide open. Touchdown, man. City, a pass by the Panthers. It's going to go for 6. And, Ford, did you see who caught it?
Ernie Peters.
Ernie Peters with the catch. What a play. It looked like that quarterback bootleg again, and the East Atch Wolves came up to hit that, and he had two purple-clad players down there. It's a pick-em, and he hit him for the touchdown.
Yeah, great play by Mound City. After you run the ball, what seems to be like about 40 plays in a row, you have a tendency to think they're not going to pass it, and big play for the Panthers right there.
All right, the two-point try. Mound City up 18, trying to make it 20. There goes the man around the corner, Kane Durr, and he gets the corner, and the Panthers lead it 34-14 with 9:17 to go in the game. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
There is a wealth of medical information available to us now that was unheard of in the past. We believe that an informed patient can often help healing occur faster and better. That's why we go out of our way to provide patients with all the medical input they need to help make informed decisions and quality decisions.
Community Medical Center. Amazing people. Exceptional care. Online at cmcfc.org.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
City with the touchdown. Our scoring recap is brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. Stop by and see Jake or Tosh Arm Connect. It's your future. Let them help you protect it. It is a 19-yard pass play from Henry Smith to our Ernie Peters. And it is a two-point run by Durr. And Mound City is now up 34-14. I got to count the play on the drive. There was a bunch of them. 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 plays. The Panthers went 61 yards. 11 plays, 61 yards. Second long drive of the night. And the deep man got the ball and fell down. Ow, he hurt himself there, Corey. What happened?
Yeah, looks like ankle gave out or something on. Who is that? Is that Dow?
Well, I remember he left the game a few minutes ago, didn't he?
I think the numbers on their uniforms kind of crunched together in the middle, and it's kind of hard to tell if that was 10 or 12.
I think it's DeRozier, maybe?
That might have been DeRozier. No, I see DeRozier in the huddle.
So it must have been Dow.
Okay.
It looked like he had some room to return the ball, but he went down as soon as he got that thing corralled. That'll be East Atchison ball at their own 15 with 9:15 to go here in quarter number four tonight at Mound City. Two receivers right, one to the left, a back in the backfield with the quarterback, Blake Simmons. Simmons, a senior back, throws it out on the right side. The ball is caught out there. Catch is made by Gavin Urban, and Urban will move forward. Good for a first down. Nice run after the catch.
Yeah, pretty good play right there by Simmons. And that picks up the first down for EA and a much-needed big drive for EA here with 9:05 left in the game.
Well, Mound City, you've heard Coach Stanford of the pregame show say, oh, we'd love to play keep away with the football. They have done an excellent job of that tonight. 11-play drive there, a 16-play drive earlier. Now spread the formation again. Two receivers on the near left side. Simmons throws a slant. The ball is caught and taken down. It'll be Owen DeRozier. He'll be at the out to the 37-yard line. And another first down for the Panthers.
August Meadows for the Panthers with good coverage right there, but a great throw by Simmons to DeRozier. And East Atchison's moving the ball at this time.
Sometimes you just tip your hat there and go say, hey, nice play.
Yep.
First and 10 of their own 37-yard line for East Atchison. Again, two receivers, the left side of the field. Wide side is the right side. Simmons back, looks left. Simmons in trouble, got away. Now lobs it up in the air, too high. Pass intended down the field there. Trying to get the ball away to a flag out there.
Yeah, it looks like they threw a flag in there. Might be a pass interference on the Panthers.
Must have been DeRozier. They're trying to get it to. I can see a 2. Thought I saw 4. Right there to 64 earlier in the ball game. So here comes the man in the white hat, and he says, pass interference, Mound City. So that will give the Wolves a first down here, down in Panther territory at their 28-yard line. So big one there. Now first and 10 at the 28-12 where the clock has stopped here. In the fourth quarter, ball's pretty much to the near left side of the field. Here comes East. They get a sprint up the line here, a long way from the football where they huddled up there. Split wide to the right, Gavin Urban also out there with him is DeRozier. Simmons has a man wide to the left. In the shotgun, takes a snap, rolls right, throws a quick one, and nobody home over there. Incomplete brings up a second down and 10 now. Almost have a feeling. Wrong route. And the quarterback thought it was a different route. One of the two.
A little miscommunication there on the play, but brings up second and 10 for the Wolves.
So the play coming in. Simmons goes over to the sideline, gets the play call. Now jogs back out to the huddle. Here come the Wolves over the football. Three receivers out, one back in the backfield. Simmons back, throws, he's got a man. And he dropped the football after the catch. He turned, and they're going to call it incomplete. Pass was in and out of the hands of Cameron Kephart, and the official blows it dead, says it's incomplete, or it would have been Panther ball.
Yeah, probably the right call by the official right there, Kephart. I think he tried to turn up field a little bit before he caught the pass, and the Wolves retain the ball, third down and 10, with 8:01 left in the game.
Cameron upset with himself for dropping it, but fortunately for him, it's the best thing that could happen. Otherwise, Mound City gets the ball back.
Yep.
Here we go. 8:01 to go in the ball game. 20-point Mound City lead. Trip set. Here we go. Right. Simmons looks. Hit as he throws. Oh, nice catch. Defender was right there with DeRozier, who made the grab. And he'll have about 3 yards. It brings up fourth down.
Yeah, that was a big play by Simmons as he's getting hit by two Panther defenders, Kid Gillenwater and John Guard. Surprise, John Guard in the backfield again. He's having a good game.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Fourth and 7 here. East Ashton needs to make this, or this could be all she wrote. They line up. A couple of wingmen this time, so split wide. Simmons back, rolls to the right. He throws, he lobs, he threw it too far, incomplete. No hankies on the field, and it will be Panther football with 7:12 to go in the fourth quarter with a 20-point lead. Kind of waiting for the water break here. Maybe they have to wait to the 6-minute mark.
Well, they don't have to, but
apparently they're going to. That's fine.
Yep.
That is fine. I just try to be prepared once in a while. Not always, but once in a while. Mound City at their own 25-yard line with 7:12 to go in the ball game. And the ball is loose in the backfield. Quarterback coming around there again for Mound City. Freshman Henry Smith couldn't get the grip on her that time. It's going to bring up second down and 12 as they lose 2 yards. Mound City, 273 yards rushing in the ball game. Only 21 yards passing, but 19 of that came on a touchdown pass on their last possession. As the big moon comes up over the northeast corner of the field here, we'll turn, we'll give the ball off, and coming around the corner, Kane Durr. Kane is ridden into the ground. He'll be back past the original line of scrimmage, and he'll have a gain of about 3 or 4 on the play. It'll bring up third down and 8 for the Panthers.
Mound City trying to run as much time off the clock. I was noticing that Mr. Smith coming under center with only about 8 seconds on the clock, on the play clock when you make that snap. So trying to run as much time as they can.
Watch that back, Judge. Watch that arm start to count. 6 minutes and going down, and now we've hit that magic point, and we're going to water everybody at the 6 yard. Just about to see the ready to run a play. Well, okay, 20-point lead for the Panthers. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Oh, we welcome you back here to Zaglinski Field of Mound City. I thought I had to kind of figure it out, and then all of a sudden with Mound City over the ball, ready to run a play, hit the 6-minute mark, and they stopped it, which was the last thing Mound City wanted, was the clock to stop.
Yes.
So now they're going to wind the clock. Actually, it's going to work out well for the Panthers. They'll probably get our extra 30 seconds off the clock here. If they take it, they're huddled up, got over the ball already. Okay, now they're standing there. Now they set. And now back and a handoff. And Chauncey Brown says, fellas up front, maybe knock one of them guys down. He had nowhere to go. He's going to lose yardage. He's going to bring up fourth down and long here.
Think the Panthers are going to punt here?
I wouldn't dare guess at this point. wouldn't even have tried.
20 with 5 minutes left. Looks like they're going to go ahead and punt the ball away at this time.
Chauncey Brown will be the punter. The deep man will be Gavin Irvine. Snap is good. And now we're going to throw it. And it's up in the air, and it's going to be incomplete. Had a man open for a minute. Defender backed into him, and the pass falls incomplete. The intended receiver down there that time for Mound City, once again, was Kane Dirt.
Looked like nobody covered up Kane over here on the wide side of the field, and Chauncey Brown saw that he was open, but the linebacker made a good job seeing that Kane was open and making a good play to force an incomplete pass. Now the Wolves come up first and 10 on Panther side of the field.
26-yard line, it looks like. 4:54 to go. Simmons back. Simmons looks. He throws for the end zone, and it is just off the fingertips of his intended receiver down there at the goal line. Getting up, frustrated, is the receiver, the intended receiver down there. Eyes are getting old.
I'm with you.
12, okay. That was Owen DeRozier.
My buddy's giving me a hard time as well because I can't tell the numbers on the uniforms.
I understand. I'm waiting for that new rule to kick in next year. Football, you already have to have them big numbers. All right, here we go. Two receivers left, one to the right, 4:48. Simmons again lobs. He's got a man out there, and he just overthrows him again on a little post pattern. On the corner, corner pattern, and incomplete brings up third and 10. They are just off on the passes. They had so many that were close.
Yeah, Simmons is making some good passes. They're just a foot or two high or just a little long. They're right there, just not quite enough to get the reception for the Wolves.
No, it's not like they're running wide open in the defensive backfield either, but they get enough room that you would hope to complete the pass, but just a tad off the mark is all it takes. Clock stopped the 4:43 mark on third and 10 now from the Mound City 26.
A delay of game.
And the only good news is the clock wasn't running.
So some players are getting a little frustrated and just barely missing on a few plays, and you can sense that a couple of those catches or a couple of those plays in this ball game will be a lot closer than it is right now.
Yeah, they could very easily have at least two more touchdowns in this game. So here we come over the football now, third and 15, back at the 29-yard line, and a little mix-up on the snap. Taking the snap is River Dow, and he runs the ball forward. He grabbed it away from the quarterback that time, and River Dow moves the ball down inside the 25, about the 23. We got a Panther shaking up, it looks like, here on the play.
Looks like the Wolves made a switch of quarterback here. Freshman Brady Umbarger stepping in, number four. See coach over on the sideline talking to Simmons. Not sure if he's injured or what, but.
Well, with an injury on the field, we will take a timeout here. Mount City leads 34-14 over East Atchison here with 4:25 to go in quarter number four. We'll take a 30-second break and be back on Sunny 101.3.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Sunny 101.3.
Back here at Seglinski Field. Couple of scores to pass along. Johnson Brockley and Johns County Central and Nebraska 8-man football. 4 minutes left in the third quarter, 22-14. Johnson Brock with the lead. It is up at Ashland. Ashland Greenwood is leading Auburn at the start of the fourth quarter, 41-13, and a couple of top five teams in the state of Nebraska in Class C1 football matching up tonight at Ashland. Our presenting sponsor for the broadcast, Bruna Implement Company. Bruna Implement is your Case IH dealer in Humboldt, Nebraska for parts, sales, and service. See Bruna Implement also serving you from five locations in northeast Kansas. So, injured player still on the field here for Mound City. And he's starting to, I think he's moving around there a little bit, trying to get up. Can't see anybody get hurt. Always.
Can't tell. Looks like they were looking at a knee, maybe an ankle. Hate to speculate, but he's up on his own and walking off gingerly on that left side, but he is getting some help with his teammates, but it looks like he is able to still put some pressure on that leg or ankle.
John Gard, the injured party, could be partially worn out. He's had a big game tonight.
We've called his name a lot tonight, John.
More 8-man football from Missouri next week. It will be Rockport at South Hole on Thursday night next week here on Sunny 101.3. We'll have that one for you. Well, here we go, fourth down and six from the Mound City 22.5, 23-yard line. And the quarterback dropped the football, picking it up and moving forward with the ball and gaining nothing that time is quarterback Brady Umbarger, a freshman. And Mound City is going to get the ball back. So that will give the Panthers the ball back. First and 10 at their own 22-yard line, we'll call it. We got 4:13 to go here in this ball game. The Panthers leading 34-14 over the East Atchison Wolves. Panthers trying to secure their first win of the season here tonight.
Looks like the Panthers are putting in some younger guys.
Well, we'll try to
get a little bit of experience here in this ball game, but the Panthers still need to hang on to the ball and make sure we don't give it right back.
And up the middle was the running back carrying the ball this time is Mac Smith, the freshman. Did it a little bit earlier. Made a nice run.
Yeah, good run by Mac. Good job by the offensive line. Looks like maybe senior Jacob Hall filling in here with John Gard on the sidelines, and
I'll probably tell his brother later. I see how easy it is to run up that right side. So you kept getting knocked down every time you ran.
And might give him a hard time.
I would think so. It's only fair. It's what brothers do, right?
Yep.
All right, here we go again. Under center. Turn. Smith to Smith. Trying to bounce it outside. He does. I see a flag come in there late. That just sent. Something must have just fell off.
Like we had a holding call. Maybe.
Okay. So, again, carrying the football was Mac Smith. Officials get together here, holding Mound City. So, with the hold, it'll step them back and bring up second down and 13 or so to go for Mound City. Spot the ball back at the Panther 19-yard line here. They need to get out to the 33, it looks like. 32, 33-yard line. Split the backs. Henry Smith calling the count. Right up the middle, the ball goes. Hand it off there. We do have new numbers in there, don't we? Carrying the ball that time, is that Kate Tubbs, perhaps? 14?
Looked like it was, yes. Kate Tubbs with a good run.
Kate Tubbs is another freshman in there. And now it's going to bring up third down and 7. So he'll get 6 on the play. Mound City's got to be pleased with the effort tonight running the football. One big pass play. Split the backs on 3rd and 8. Turn. Straight forward again with the ball comes Mac Smith. Mac will bring up a fourth down and go for it, I'm sure. Move it out across the 30. Spot him right on the 30. It'll bring up 4th down and 2. So he picked up about 6 more.
Yeah, 2 minutes and 10 seconds left.
What do you think they'll do here?
thinking Coach Sandiford's actually going to punt this one, but we'll see what goes on. Looks like Chauncey Brown might be getting ready to come in.
He's going.
Probably going to call a timeout here as the play clock runs down and gets close to zero and run as much time off that clock as we can to give East Atchison as little time as possible.
Exactly.
Stating the obvious here.
20-point lead for Mound City. The Panthers take the timeout, leading by 20, and we're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
This is Sunny 101.3.
1 minute, 46 seconds to go in the ball game here in Mound City with a 20-point advantage over the East Atchison Wolves tonight. This is Glensky Field. Entering the ball game, as Corey predicted, will be the punter, Chauncey Brown for Mound City. Of course, last time he threw it.
Yeah, doesn't mean he's going to punt it, but
no,
we're not going to punt.
Oh, no,
so
we're not going to punt at all.
We'll see how good I am at predicting.
Fourth down and a couple.
Coach Sandiford will do.
Now turn and put his head down, and there goes Chauncey Brown. Can they catch him? 20, 10, 5, touchdown. No, they cannot catch him. It will go as a 50-yard touchdown run with a minute 35 to go for Chauncey Brown. That's why you don't punt, Coach. Don't you know anything?
That's why I don't coach football anymore. They don't want me down there.
I think he got hit when he got the line of scrimmage, got a contact, and then just went right through that. And then the foot race was on, and he easily won that, covering 50 yards. Heck of a run by Chauncey Brown. Score coming with a minute 35 to go here in the fourth. All right, it's a two-point try, and we're going to throw it. We are for Mound City, and it is complete. Pass is caught by August Meadows, a senior end. And we have Mound City up 42-14. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska.
Sunny 101.3.
Scoring recap is presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. Stop by and see Jake or Tasha Arm Connect. Your future, let them help you protect it. It is a four-play, 58-yard drive. Chauncey Brown goes 50 yards. The pass to August Meadows, good for the two-point conversion. And with a minute 35 to go in the ballgame, Mound City jumps out to a 42-14 lead over East Atchison. Now yeah, we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 8. We've got players entering the game for Mound City here on the kickoff. Brown gets ready to kick it away with a minute 35 to go. Here's the approach. It's a short line drive. It's going to be picked up back at the 15. 20, 25, out to the 30. A man's got running room, and he's down the sideline and moving up the field with the football is the dangerous Owen DeRozier. He'll be all the way down to the Mound City 25-yard line.
Yeah, good run by DeRozier there, finding his blocks and making a good return. Gives them an opportunity to try to get on the board here right before the end of the ballgame.
The spot of the Mound City 24-yard line, with a minute 26 to go in the ballgame. So East Atchison will have at quarterback now. Let's see. Is Simmons back in there? Can't tell.
Looks like it.
Yeah, it is Simmons. Rolling right. gets the side, throws, and he threw it right into the hands of a defender who couldn't hang on to it. Pass was intended up the field there for DeRozier again, and they both had a good shot at it and just knocked away from each other. So now it'll bring up second down and 10, stopping the clock with a minute 18 to go. Chiefs football Sunday evening on Sunny 101.3 as the Chiefs take on Atlanta.
I won't be making that one, John.
You won't?
No, I won't be making that one.
Chiefs may need you to play.
Got a lot of injuries.
Getting thin at a few positions. Here is Simmons throwing it up the field and again outstretched over the hand of the intended receiver down at the goal line. And it'll bring up third down and 10. The receivers for East Ashton, they are getting a workout tonight. They have done a lot of pass patterns, done a lot of them, long ones up the field. Coming back up here this time, returning is Cameron Kephart. So move a man wide to the right side again. That will be DeRozier. Man in the slot coming to the near left side will be Kephart. Simmons turns. He hands it off on a running play up the field and getting around the 10, 5, and into the end zone for the touchdown. We'll go River Dow. Good change of pace there for East Atchison, and they get a touchdown run of 24 yards.
Good read by Dow, and good play call by Coach Behrens there, thinking pass all the way and caught the Panthers off guard, able to get in for six.
62 seconds left in this game. That coming from 24 yards away here in the fourth quarter. 2-point try. They're going to run it again, and the Mount State defense is going to stop the runner short of the goal line. 42-20 Mount State leads, and we're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Are you looking for a fulfilling career to make a difference every day? Nemaha County Hospital has openings that may be just right for you. Join a team that's dedicated to excellence in patient care and community service. Whether you're a technician, nurse, or support staff, we're looking for passionate individuals to be a part of the NCH healthcare team. Visit the website nemahacountyhospital.com/careers to discover your next steps. Nemaha County Hospital, quality care every time.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Scoring Drive Recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. See Jake or Tosh Arm Connect and help them, let them help you protect your future. It is a three-play, 24-yard drive capped by a River Dow, 24-yard run from East Atchison with a minute two to go. The run attempt failed in the 2-point try, and it's 42-20 Mound City with the lead, and we're ready to kick it away. And an onside kick coming, and Mound City let it roll just the 10 yards, and they got up there, and I think they covered it up. Not sure who got it. 18, perhaps, for Mound City?
Yeah, it looks like it was.
Yep, Heath Bierman, sophomore. Good job. Good job of the young man to get it covered up. Mound City will take over the drive right at midfield. And you would expect they're not going to do much with it here. East Ashton might have a couple timeouts left, I'm not sure, but at this point, down by 22. Not a lot of sense in taking them unless you got something to really work on. High set for the Panthers, and the quarterback going to take a knee. So Mound City just going to with me, and that's going to end the ball game here after another knee or two finishes up here.
Been a, you know, the first half of this ball game, John, has been a really close game, and both teams working really hard. Mount City just had a couple big plays and made a few more plays in that second half to extend the lead. Going to walk out of here with a W tonight.
Oh, yeah, and that's going to have to make them feel good. Again, they take the knee with 30 seconds to go, and that's going to be our final play of the game. Mound City will improve to 1-3 on the year, and East Atchison will see their record drop to 1-3 on the season. 42-20, your final score, Mound City with the win.
We'll take a 2-minute timeout and be back and wrap this one up on Sunny 101.3.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
The answer is yes, SBS.
In our rural farming communities, sharing the road means watching out for slow-moving farm equipment and recreational vehicles. Stay alert, keep your distance, and drive with caution. Let's make our country roads safer for everyone. As we approach harvest season, SBS Insurance wants to remind everyone to drive safe and aware.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Hi, this is Marcus with Hella Martial Arts, inviting you to our board breakathon on Saturday, September 21st. We have a free hot dog feed and open house starting at noon. At 1, participate in our bully defense program, free for kids of all ages. Then cheer on our students as they break boards to raise awareness for suicide and bullying prevention. Come to Hella Martial Arts on 1522 Stone Street in Fall City, September 21st for our board breakathon.
Sunny 101.3.
Final score tonight for the ball game is Mound City winning over East Atchison 42-20. Second half touchdowns in this ball game. Came in the third quarter, Mound City got on the board first on a Chauncey Brown 4-yard run. That made it 26-14. Mound City got it back to go in the fourth quarter. Went the rest of the third quarter, nobody scored. With 9:17 to go in the fourth, Henry Smith threw a pass to Ernie Peters, covering 19 yards to make it 34-14. Chauncey Brown capped it off with a 50-yard run on a fourth down play, a four-play 58-yard drive for Mound City. That made it 42-14, and it was a final score. River Dow scoring from 24 yards out with just a minute or two to go for East Atchison to make the final score 42-20. Couple of numbers we're able to put together here in the game for Mound City tonight. Chauncey Brown, 20 carries, 114 yards, 4 touchdowns in the ball game. And in the contest for Mound City, I had Kane Durr with 22 carries, 208 yards, and 1 touchdown. Corey Miles, it was a pretty impressive performance by your Mound City Panthers tonight.
Yeah, it was good to see Mound City come out of here with the win. They've played hard so far this year, but unable to get the victory. And, you know, pretty good job by the offensive line blocking. You know, like you mentioned, run the same plays that they have been, seems like, for years. And, you know, the kids just did a really good job blocking up front. East Atchison had some really solid players, and Mound City just came out and did a good job tonight to get the victory.
Good, solid football game all around. There weren't a tremendous amount of penalties, maybe a few more in the second half, but both teams played it pretty clean. And Mound City getting a little momentum going in here to the rest of the season. Now getting that first win, that should make them feel a lot better. So they're 1-3, and East Atchison also 1-3 on the season. Corey, thank you. It's a pleasure, as always. Appreciate your help, and we'll catch up with you again next time we're in Mound City, perhaps.
Thank you, John. It's a pleasure being on the radio with you tonight.
We did get, and I want to find out who was complaining earlier. Send a nasty message to somebody. That's going to wrap it up for Mound City tonight. Final score, the Panthers win it, and they move to, as I said, 1-3 on the season with a win over East Atchison. 40 Miles and Tom Keats. I'm John Nixon. Good night, everybody, from St. Vincent Field.
I know how busy we can all get living in this hurried-up world. And it's very easy to view withdrawals on your accounts, assume it's legit, and just let it go. But it's a good idea to give your banking transactions the eagle eye once a month to make sure everything is correct. Because fraud is something that can happen to anyone.
Frontier Bank. Member FDIC online at frontier.bank.
Frontier Bank, located in Falls City.
Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
You've been listening to High School Football on your local sports authority, Sunny 101.3, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network.